Well, God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and welcome to another International Soon Fellowship. We are the 20th of November 2025, and we're all excited. We got this Friday coming, sorry, Saturday coming, and Sunday we'll have Fred Davenport and Mary Wade. They'll be coming here, so it'll be nice to entertain believers from across the pond, or the puddle, as we call it. And we'll be picking them up from the Bristol coach station, I believe, when they arrive. And then we'll be taking them straight for a curry, talking about nice curries. So they're not going to have too much time to rest, but it'd be good. They'll be all nice and fed up, ready for a nice sleep. And then in the morning on the Sunday, we'll have a lovely fellowship at around, what time? 12 o'clock. So we'll have a... Everyone coming who wants to come up is coming up for the fellowship in the house. So that'd be great. And if you want to join up, just send me a message and I'll let you join in. If you're up that early, 12 o'clock, our time, it'd be different times where you are, isn't it? I can always put the computer on for you if you want to join. So God is good. And on the Monday, we'll be up very early in the morning to travel on our train all the way to London Paddington, where we get off the train and then go and purchase our tickets from London Paddington to Heathrow.
London Heathrow.
And Fred, he's going on a different airline. He's going with Air India. So he will get straight to his terminal and we'll have to get off at his terminal and catch a little bus to go to our terminal. And then we will just wait around a little bit and then we'll be flying the skies all the way to Doha. We're going the Doha way. And then we got literally about 40 minutes, I believe. And then from coming off that plane to Doha, which is about a 6-hour and 40-minute flight, we got another 4 hours from Doha to Nepal. And then we'll be there. Then we got a couple of days in Kathmandu. Sandgate will already be in a different location. But everyone that's in Kathmandu, because there's French believers that are also going there, we will all get on a little jumper plane and go and meet up with everyone there and do the trip from there. So it's exciting times, and I love Nepal. I love the people. There's been a change in there as well in governments and stuff, but apparently it's all running nice, which is great. And God is good and he knows our hearts. And so it's going to be an exciting time. So the next three fellowships, I believe, yes, it'd be the next three fellowships Carl Morton will be hosting. So get on and support him and join him for hosting it as well. And that would be great. And where I can jump on, I may do, all depending on the timing and what's been happening that Thursday and what we're doing. And if not, you know, I'll get a message to Kim. She can pass on any messages. And but it's going to be great. And God is at work. So, and obviously, we're all moving towards the holiday times as well. Next Thursday, I know it's your Thanksgiving, so we're still doing the fellowship like we usually do. It's very inconvenient they do Thanksgiving on Thursday, isn't it? No, we're joking. But like, if you're welcome to join us on there, I think they should move the day because it's our fellowship day. We don't want interruptions, but we forgive them. You know, we got forbearance and patience of all these things. It's a Thursday every year, I believe.
So what, the date actually changes?
Yeah, I don't know. It just seems to be on a Thursday, Thanksgiving. Am I right, Bambi?
So it's the last Thursday of November.
See?
And it has been since like the 1800s, so sorry.
Well, I think what we'll do, we'll break tradition and we'll change our Thursday on November to a Wednesday. The night before. We don't want to go with the mainstream. That was the last Sharon I put up. Mainstream or living God's dream? What are you doing? Are you living mainstream or are you living God's dream? A little bit of a cliche there, a little bit of a nice title, but it gets the imagination thinking, doesn't it? Now words painting pictures in our hearts and our minds. But with that, I'm going to ask Frank Juvedere, Shona Papa, Shona Pippi, to open us up with a word of prayer, please.
The birthday boy this week. What's
happy
name?
Birthday, Frankie boy.
Yes, it was Monday, yes, thank you.
Yeah, 25 again.
Okay.
Open us up with a word of prayer, Frank.
Okay. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this fellowship that you made available, and thank you for each one of us, how you produce prophesying as we are speaking from your mouth, a word that you inspire. Thank you for the body of Christ present and the blessing to be together and to know that you are present, our God, and Jesus Christ too, our Savior and Lord and King and Redemptor and High Priest right now. And we thank you for our families, or you are taking care of them, and you made available also salvation in each members of our families. And because you want, Heavenly Father, that all men be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, you are a wonderful God, and you put some, you are an anchor for our lives, and we can stand on you, we can really have confidence and move our lives for the better, for the best, for excellence. And we thank you for the goals you give to us in this life and our supernatural life. And thank you for Lawrence, Kim, and their families, how you take care about them. And for Lawrence, our leader, and we are also all leader, and we are thankful, God, for what you are doing through us by your grace and love and mercy. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. That's absolutely beautiful, Frank. Bless your heart. We had a wonderful one-on-one this week, didn't we? And God, again, always gives great inspiration and his wonderful words for us to both. I get encouraged. I look forward to the one-on-ones, but Frank, this seems to really flow great. And I'm learning myself, because all this stuff comes out. Like, it's like, wow, God. And I get reminded of wonderful things. And Frank also shares really wonderfully, too. And he's a great man, and God's building great vision for everyone on here, actually. And it's just being steadfast in what we're doing, isn't it? We all need to be steadfast, unmovable, abounding. Not decreasing, not going back, but keep moving and going up and getting stronger. And regardless of any challenges or anything that may be going on, or any resistance, that assistance, Frank, that assistance, as I used to say in the old war times. And because we are already victorious, and we're just recognizing who we really are right now, how we are now, and that our enemy is completely defeated, really. And it's like, we got to see it that way, and I've been thinking a lot about the difference between the carnal mind and the spiritual mind. And there's a lot of difference, but the mind that God's given us is absolutely amazing. The capacity to think and imagine, and, like, our mind is like a womb, really, conceiving God's ideas and letting them grow with inside of us through, focus and confession. Until it gives birth to the manifestation of those things come. Because God wants us to manifest all the spiritual realities that are ours. Like, we're not, we're living below par. We're not manifesting as much as we really could do as believers. So we do need to know what's available, who we are in Christ, what we can expect and what we can do. But I'll speak more about that later on. But right now, I want to hand this fellowship over to share. My wonderful, beautiful wife, who's been a blessing this week, actually. And I frightened the life out of her last night. Because, when you fall asleep, and sometimes you can swallow in your sleep and choke. And I was like, she goes, oh my God, are you all right? So I woke her up at 4 o'clock, and she's been up since 4 o'clock. That's why she's going to share now, because she's tired, bless her. But God love her. She, she takes those dogs out, and she cooks my dinners and all that stuff. And she's there. She's a great woman. And always quietly in the background there, but behind every great man, there's a great woman. So,
a bloody fantastic woman.
Yeah, behind every fat man, there's a wonderful woman who feeds him up, gets him all cozy, like Rosie. But anyway, with that, I'm going to pass it over to Doris. There you go, Doris. God bless you, and all that's there, you know.
Oh dear, he's on another planet, guys, another planet. But it's been a fantastic week, and I think I've nagged Lawrence the most this week than I have in years. So he, when we went to Spain, he had a couple of new pairs of trainers, and I put them out, but he can't get his feet in them. This was a couple of weeks ago. So I kept saying to him, you need to get something for your feet. And you need your toiletries. Yes, love, yes, I'll be doing that. And then I told him again on Saturday, yes, love, don't keep on, I'll take care of that. And here we are Thursday and he still hasn't taken care of it. So anyway, we can all pray that Lawrence gets his shoes sorted and he gets his toiletries tomorrow. Because he don't have time Saturday and he certainly won't have time Sunday. And then he's gone early hours on Monday morning. So I am very blessed that he's going. I love the peace and the tranquility that I get while he's not here. And I was speaking to my mum the other day and I was, you know, telling her that Lawrence is going away. Oh, you will miss him. No, I won't miss him, Mum. And she said, I don't believe you. Well, the truth of it is the first day or two, it is pure bliss.
The flags are out.
And I'm living the life of a single woman in this lush. Come about day three or day four, I'm lost. I am totally lost. And, you know, this man and wife relationship is so unique, so godly. You know, what the world's promoting right now. I don't know half of it, but he, she, they, them. I mean, it's just bizarre. It really is. I mean, they say there's nothing new under the sun, but this is just to a whole nother extreme. God created man. God created woman to go forth and multiply. You know, and so when I met Lawrence and we got together, you know, that I would say the biggest key was communication. And I've been thinking about that over the last couple of days, and that our relationship with God and our communication with him, you know, we sat down this morning and Lawrence was sharing a lot about the words. Now, we all know, say what you want, not what you see, but also, last week I shared about the words that are in us, the God, the heavenly words, that we don't speak what the world speaks, but we speak those words from God. So in any application of what we're talking about, whether it's in a relationship, our jobs, whatever it is, we can speak the solution, we can speak the positive, and God automatically responds to his words, not to the world's words, but to his words. So when we're walking by faith or we're speaking by faith, when we're having, when we're positive, when we're encouraging, you know, that's God's vocabulary and he hears and he responds. So when we go to him in faith, you know, when we ask, when we pray, he hears us and he wants to answer those prayers quicker than we can speak them. But again, on the other side of the coin, when we have things going on in our life, you know, sometimes we don't need to discuss it to all and sundry. We really don't. But that we go to someone that we trust, someone we know that's going to edify us and build us up. You don't want to go to someone that's going to agree with you and make you feel even worse. You want to be able to have that encouragement, that spiritual nourishment that builds you up. So no matter what's going on in the world, we just go to God. We say what we want, not what we see. So I was speaking to Maya the other day and she has situations going on at school. And I said to her, you know, Maya, you just pray. You just pray for the best outcome. Oh, but Nana, you pray. Mayor, you can pray. You tell God what you want, because you know more than I do. You know the whole situation. You know what you want. So you ask God. You just tell him, right? It's not that you're going down on and you're begging. You just say, okay, God, this situation doesn't bless me, and this is the outcome I want. And in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So I'm excited to find out tomorrow, because we have our little chats and that, and I'm excited to find out what the solution was to her problem. You know, the kids at school can be quite nasty at times. You know, they're coming into these early, not quite teenagers, but, you know, they feel that they know everything when they know very little. And they have a little bit of sass and a bit of attitude. And, you know, and I find it all quite funny. But, you know, that they're growing up in a world that is alien to all of us. Anything that the world promotes is alien to us, that we do not agree with he, they, you know, them. You know, you can't call a he a she and she a he. It just is alien to us. But it's also alien to God too. And it's contrary to what God's word says. So when we're putting those words of God in our heart and our mind, it will be alien to us. But if it's going on in our areas, then we just rebuke it. We tell God what we want. We lift it and we see it done. And when we all come together collectively, nothing, absolutely nothing is impossible. But the thing we don't do is focus on that negative. We don't focus on what the world is doing, because God has a plan. And God's plan will come into fruition no matter what. Right? We know that Jesus Christ is coming back no matter what. We may not know the time or the hour, but he's coming back. And so God's plan will always proceed, whatever the adversary is throwing at us or whatever's going on within our communities, within our countries. You know, the situation is that when we keep God first and we stay spiritual, and remember I said there's no age in that spirit. There's no male spirit. There's no female spirit. It's that spirit that lives and dwells within us, made available by Jesus Christ. So God in Christ in you, we are just spirit driven, a godly spirit, that we recognize when God is talking, when God is leading, when God is guiding. And I see that through Lawrence's walk, you know, that there are times that I may say something to him and he'll say, no, love, God's really showed me this. And like, as a woman, I want to react. No, I think you're wrong, love. I think this is the way. And you say, love, God has showed me this. And I know when God's talking to me.
I say, sit. Behave yourself.
No, you don't.
Give me your paw.
No, you don't. You say, no, God's really showed me this. And you see it. As soon as he speaks it, you see it straight away. That communication, having that communication and being able to encourage one another, back one another up. Because, see, you know, men can't read women's minds. I'm sure they'd love to, but they can't. And we can't read men's minds either. So that communication is one of the biggest connectors. And it shows you that if you've got that communication between you and God, you'll have communication with other people too. You know, and that when we are able and we are willing, God is way advanced and way moving forward for us. He makes that path clear for us to continue on our journey, remembering that he has a journey for each one of us as well. Right? We're all in different places in our lives. Right? We're grandparents now. Oh, gosh. Right? My kids, who I still sometimes feel in my heart, are like 14, 16 and 18. Like, I just can't get my head around that Carl's going to be 40. Like, the time has gone so fast. That journey that we've been on we're all in different places, all at different times, all at different ages and styles, but the spirit that dwells within us is the same. And when we walk in love, operating that Holy Spirit, man, there's power. That we don't have to be afraid, right? Those fears, those worries, those doubts, they're all eradicated that day you got born again. And the only way they come back is when you allow them to. So we got to remember who we are in Christ and to stay strong, to have that communication with God, to really lock in tight and to walk by that spirit, to speak the godly words, not the world's words, and to really make a difference. And how do you make the difference? Just by holding forth what God's putting in your heart. Like when we're here on the Zoom, you know, years ago we would have been sat there writing pages and pages of notes. We would have come on here and we would have read it verbatim, word for word, right? Take your Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy 2:15. And we would know it. We wouldn't need to turn to it because we would already know, study to show thyself approved unto God. See, but that's not it now. Yes, we have the word of God and it is precious. And in our private lives, we can read it to our heart's content. But there's a better way, and that's to speak by that spirit. It's not neglecting the word of God at all, because when we speak by that spirit, that is God's word. That is God's words coming through for this time and this age, this generation, right? 2,000 years ago, completely different ball game. Now we're in the year 2025 and things have ramped up a bit, you know, and the world's going mad and the people in the world are mad. But we're locked in with God and we have one crazy ride with God because, you know, it's a smooth journey, but it's exciting and it can be challenging and different obstacles. But God always brings us to the point where we are victorious. That He never made a failure. There's no word, no exclamation that you are a failure. You are God's mighty, mighty ambassador. That He's made you the head and not the tail. He's made you to be prosperous. He's made you to be joyous. He's made you so that you can walk in love and have compassion for people, that you're respectful, that you're humble, that you're meek, that you can have the fruit of the Spirit, the love, the joy, the peace, the long-suffering, the gentleness, the meekness, the goodness, of which there's no law, right? There's nothing stopping you that you can't operate much goodness, much joy, joy being the inside job. It's not just that we wear a smile on our faces even when we're feeling tough inside. That joy is an inside job and that is what manifests outwards. So to finish off, we were talking this morning, me and Lawrence, and I was just telling him different things over the years and how we've come through trials and tribulations and how we've had much joy. But, you know, that's time we're never going to get back. You know, we've learnt and we've grown so much that I think I sat there and I thought, well, if only what I know now, if I'd have known that when I was 20, wow, what a difference this life would be. But it never works like that in reality, you know, because it's a journey. We learn and we grow. You know, we experience things and it makes us wiser so that we have that communication, that relationship with God gets more personal on a personal level. We learn to trust God more. We learn to be excited about the new events, the journey that we are on. And so now we're at the point where we say what we want, not what we see. But I'm pretty sure that when we've got that really nailed tight, God will show us something else and we'll be moving and we'll be growing. And it'll be another journey that we are taking on. Like being on that journey with God is an exciting time. You know, we get excited about what the next chapter is. And like when you read about Moses, or when you read about Abraham, or Mary, or Joseph, you know, that's the chapter of their lives as we read through. But now we have Christ in us. Our chapter's even bigger. And that Bible has our name in there. That we are now the new generation, this moving and growing and really sharing God's heart with other people. That we're now progressing. We're not going backwards, we're progressing. And it's a journey and it's exciting. So, you know, say what you want, not what you see is fantastic, because it really gets us to focus on what we do want. You know, the he's, she's, they's, him's, whatever it is. No. Female, male. Let's keep it nice and simple. Let's not complicate things. God keeps it simple. It's very easy to be entreated. And so the other ones are, oh, faith. Wonderful word, faith, right? So we don't have fear, worries and doubts. We have faith, confidence and trust that God's got us on this journey and it's exciting and we're moving. That's the other key, is to keep moving. Don't be a target where you can be hit, but keep moving with God. You know, we don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to take two steps forward and then five steps back. We need to be really, really moving with him so that we're seeing the blessings. God is really pouring out his hearts to us through this fellowship, through Lawrence sharing what God's inspiring him to share. Let's make use of it. Let's start using it and seeing God go to work in our lives. And then we'll have the testimonies. Then we'll have things to shout about. Then it'll be all, oh, I can't wait to tell my neighbour, like Mary. She's off to Nepal. She's explained a little bit today. She can't wait to come home and share with everybody. She got all excited. I think I'll do a PowerPoint. See, that could touch somebody's heart to the extent that there's Mary's labourer. See, because it's God that works within us. And when you get excited about something, you know that's from God. And if you follow it through, you will get blessed. You will see that it was God's plan indeed. And you just followed on. And you brought it into fruition, because God can't do it without us. We are a family. We are united together. We're moving together. We were a blessing. We're encouraging one another. We're loving one another from a genuine love of God. Inspiring one another, appreciating one another. Then we really see it work. So bless your hearts. See you on Saturday, Mary, and also Fred when he's on. And happy birthday, Frank! Je le Nepal!
Just sing.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Frank!
Happy birthday to you!
God's blessings on you! Splash! God's blessings on you! God's blessings on you.
Hello, everyone. God bless.
Hello, everyone, and God bless you all. Why don't you go first this evening?
Yeah?
And give that great sharing. Thank you, God.
I'm blessed, you all, in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and really, really great sharing, Mum and Dad. And just, God really works in you greatly, because what we're learning is just really, really powerful. And when we put it to practice, like with all our heart, like it really does take that committed heart. And no matter what we're going through, like God gives us everything. He's given us the strength. He's given us his spirit to really use our words and to really call those things which are not as they must be. Like, that's the power that we have, and it's just practicing that. Like, we've had many years of practicing saying the wrong thing and saying what the world says. And, you know, it does. Like, what God says really goes opposite to what the world is saying, and that's where we really have to stand strong. And Dad, you said it, and it really blessed me. It was earlier when you were sharing, and, you know, you said that, you know, the reality may be physically there, but we can bring God's reality with our words. The kingdom of heaven will flow from you with through the words and through the faith, because we're serving God. It's like when we serve God, God is going to open the doors. God is going to open the windows of heaven. But if we're serving ourselves and saying what the world is saying, we've just gone back to that self-same carnal old man. And it's the and this is why this is so important, that everything that has been shared over the 5 years for me and Amber really shows you that this is why we encourage, these are the spiritual practices which will move you into the reality of God's kingdom. Like, you bring the God's kingdom into manifestation. And it's because God is, like, we can just speak by the Spirit of God. Like, when we turn our mind on, like, when we put on the mind of Christ, God is then able to work. So, like, you know, I could have had a really crazy day, been really carnal, and then come home and then, like, get encouraged here, like, oh, I have, you know, Amber may encourage, oh, and then I'll speak, just start speaking in tongues. And then I put on that mind, like, it's that simple. It's not like we have to do good. Okay, now I've been good so many days and God's going to work in me. No, it's just that committed decision and affirming God's principles and truths in our life. So when we do come up to a certain situation, well, hang on a minute, this is not aligning with what God is saying. So there's something I have to do. There's something in the sense of, what are you saying? What are you thinking? Are we taking this to God, or are we trying to do it in our own strength? Get the best, you know, advice around us? Are we going to the best doctors, going to the best advisors, money advisors, whatever it may be? Like, what are we holding to? And, like, this is why what we are receiving is really, really great. And when you practice with all your heart, that it takes a committed person to practice these things, to commit it, to connect, to honor God, to pray, to put God first, to have God, you know, in your heart each and every day. Like, that is a committed thing. It's just not a flamboyant thing. Like, again, like, I know many scriptures, I've heard many great teachings, but if I'm not practicing it and living it, it's not going to be manifesting. I can say I've heard and I got the knowledge and it sounds really, really great, because it's, you know, it's the word of God, it sounds great, but it needs to be practically living within our everyday life. You know, like, that's why Jesus encouraged in Matthew's Shelly, your phone's things on, do you mind muting? So Matthew 6, like, this is why Jesus encouraged. What did he encourage them? You know, you don't pray in front of, like the heathens do, to make yourself look good. What you do in secret, I will reward you openly. You know, don't put your mind on the things of the earth. Don't store up your treasures upon this earth. You know, you can't serve God and you can't serve money. You can't serve other things. You know, it's God first. It's putting God first in everything that we do. And everything then is flowing. Then what else? What else? The fellowship, the connecting, receiving the words that are going to build faith in your life. Because the only way faith comes is by hearing from the word of God, right? Being around believers, hearing testimonies. So this is what is building our faith. This is the spiritual practices that we should be endeavoring to do, honoring God. Like, again, Dad, you hit it. Like, come on, we need to be honest. We need to be, okay, God, work in me. And everything we do, it needs to be done with joy. If you're giving grudgingly, you're just hindering yourself. So everything we do is unto God, right? And everything we do is cheerfully unto God. So when we receive encouragement, like, so when I receive encouragement from Dad, okay, the word from God and those things that hit me, I do. What God puts in my heart to do, that's what I do. And execute. Because it's not me executing, it's the spirit within me that's doing the work. So, you know, we are very, very powerful. And what are we calling? What, you know, we've got to take it by two hands, you know, and we really got to push in. And it does take, you were saying that, it does take, can take an effect, because when you start going with what God's saying, it starts going against other people's narrative of what they've learned in the world. And it goes against the logic. It goes against the reality of life. But God is not in this life. He is above. He is, you know, his ways are not our ways. So this is why we practice and we align our words. We align our heart with God in Christ. And we be led of the Spirit. We endeavor to be led of that Spirit, even when we wake up and it may be tough. And our body may be saying one thing or another thing. No, we call it. No, I am blessed. I am healed. I start declaring the truth of God right now. That's honestly, that's all you do. And you will see. You will see the manifestation of God in action. And it just, God just, it just happens. It's like, he's done everything for us. And it's, we're calling it with our words, with our faith, our mind, our set on things above. And so again, it's really understanding that, thus saith the Lord. Like, it's what he says, this shall be. We got the scripture to see that in the Old Testament. When God spoke by the prophets, it was absolutely so. And so this is us today. We need, that's why it's so important that our life is a holy life. Like, we're not being taken off here, taken off there with the flatteries. It is a holy and blameless life in Christ. Because the Spirit will make you react and act in that way. Like, again, it's God, it says, be imitators of me as dear children. And the only way you can imitate God is by the Spirit of God. It's not a carnal thing. And we're not carnal anymore. We have the Spirit of Christ, the Spirit of God that is in us, God in Christ in us. This is what we refer to. This is what we operate from. And how do we operate from? This is why we speak in tongues. This is why when negative thoughts come, we replenish it with what God says. You know, every thought, we bring it into captive. We cast it away and bring what God is saying in our mind. It starts within your heart and within your mind and with what's within. Again, that's why we got to be careful with what we're hearing, what we're allowing in, what we're watching. It does take that. And again, it's not by your might, it's by the Spirit. And so when you align your mind to God in that way, then God is able to do the rest. And that's it. And then we just continue steadfastly in what's being shared. We continue honoring God with our finances. Like, this is big. Like, this is the opening of all grace abounding into your life. And money is just money. And when we really understand that this, everything belongs to God. So when we're giving cheerfully and with a happy heart, not with a necessity, not with a want, but really from the heart to give, like, you know. Like, you know when you, like, come across some people and, like, you just want to help them, that heart of service, like, it's kind of that. You want to give, because you're so appreciative of what God has done. Like, I'm so appreciative of what God is doing in my life, where he's brought us from to this wonderful place. It is really like we've transferred from struggle, like the children of Israel wandering aimlessly, and then it took them 40 years and then they managed to get there. You know, it is like that. Like, we've just transferred because now we have the mind of Christ. We don't see from ourselves, we see from God's right hand, because that's where we're seated, on the right hand side of God in Christ Jesus, which all power and authority he now has, and has delegated it to each of us to use. Like, dunamis, the powers, potential powers, up to you. Do you want to use it or not? So, like, let's not allay those things that we may not be able to see hold us back. Like, we can't see the manifestation of the Spirit of God, words of wisdom, words of, we can't see it, but we can operate it. It's like we got to stop moving into what we can see, what may be in front of us. Like, we got to look outside the box. Like, when Jesus cursed the fig tree, like, I think it was, you shared it, Dad. It might have been in one of your sharings, actually. Like, when he cursed the fig tree, you know, he didn't know how that was going to die. He just knew that it would happen. Like, so, like, we just see it in our heart. We see it in our mind. Like, the ministering. Like, when we minister, we see it done. Many of times when I've seen people be healed, there's just, there has been that intent of imagination. Because we're going to expect great things. So we're already, like, ready to see things popping off there. Like, when we went to India many years ago, me, Dad, Fred, you know, like, when we would go, and it was the beginning times, and, you know, it was healing, we were going with an expectation of seeing this. And even last time, actually, Dad was with me. Like, my heart is always to me. It was just, this is just an area that Mick God is really, that's just what highlights to me. So, like, but when we were in Nepal, Dad was with me. Like, even then, it wasn't so much healing, but God knew my desire to want to minister. And I think I went to the toilet, and then there was a guy who needed ministering, and me and Dad ministered to him while the fellowship was going, but it was at the back. But again, like, God knew my heart, because I have seen great healings, and I know it's available, and it's just something we really need to encourage each other on. Like, let's keep practicing ministering, let's keep commanding. Like, this is, has to obey the name of Jesus Christ. It's not, it has to obey me. And I really want to encourage, don't withhold back through maybe experiences that you may have not seen the healing. We continue to go to God and say, God, you help me in this area. Like, it's done. Like, I'm going to practice. And it's not, I'm not even going to worry about the result. That's you, God. This is on you. That's on you. But I'm ready to serve. I'm ready to practice. And, you know, if you need healing, now declare that you are healed. And you declare it every day. I just really want to encourage this, because this is the power. We can see the great manifestation of God's Spirit where we are today. God heals now, like, it's today. Like, today is the day of salvation. If you need physical healing, mental healing, if you're just, you know, if you're struggling through, these are the things that will try and hold you back from your walk with God, and you need to deal with them. Not the, like, healing side, but, like, mentally. Because, you know, God's not withholding anything, but it is within your mind. If you're all over the shop, you know, if you're unstable, but, like, we don't want to be held back in any way. And that's why we got the body of believers, to encourage one another in these areas, in these things, because we all have so much potential in us. And this is how we get this potential out, by encouraging one another and speaking the truth, what God has put in our hearts to speak. And this is how we move forward. This is how we grow. So, like, it's just very, very powerful that we have the Spirit, and that we can really use it with our words, that we can really command. And so this is what I want to encourage you in, you know, don't withhold back from the healing. Keep ministering. If you see an opportunity, and you know you can offer it, do it. Now, there has been many times where I've seen opportunity, I just haven't. Like, but we're not to do that. Like, we're to really just love people and to do what God is showing us to do. And when we do that, we're going to see the great signs, miracles and wonders happen, because they follow them that believe. So when we're speaking what God is saying, like, you couldn't imagine Jesus Christ speaking any other thing, right? He spoke the truth. And so, like, we can do the same, because we got the Spirit of God. It's all now made easy. It's made for us to rest in him and allow God to do the work. But it takes our commitment and it takes our words. It takes what we're seeing, what we're inputting. And so, like, we're very, again, we're very, very, very powerful. And this is what we've now received through being sons and daughters of God. You know, the sonship, the inheritance for the saints which are in Christ. This inheritance is so huge, you know, like saved, is healed, delivered, protected, made whole. So when we were saved, we received that whole package. Absolutely. How powerful is that? Like, it's already done. And we just claim it. We speak it forth. We confess unto wholeness. That's what we do. It's very, very simple. So again, it's just a great time to really look for that vision. God, give me that vision. What's the vision? Okay, fellowship, laborers, people being restored back to God, signs, miracles and wonders. Like, this is my heart. This is my desire to help and to really be able to give and to show people that, you know, you don't have to be under the forces of this world, of this life, but that we can really be under God's heavenly kingdom with joy, peace, love. Even when things arise, it doesn't, you know, there's been so many things with me and Amber that have popped up. Not so many things, but things have popped up. I said that wrong, didn't I? But so many things have popped, not so many things, I said it again. Things have popped up, but like, we just know God's got it. Like, there's no panic. There's no, like, fears, worries, doubts. We literally take it to God, and then we do whatever God shows us to do, and bang, like, it's sorted. No problem. And it really is no problem, because God is doing it. Like, Jesus literally didn't kill the tree himself, did he? So, like, he just commanded, and then it was done. Through his words, through the words, that energy that he spoke. So again, it's very, very exciting. Let's practice this. Let's practice this with all our heart. Let's see God go to work. And so yeah, I'm just super blessed. I had a really great week at work. God has gone over and above yet again. Everything's been made easy. Been very, very... It's been busy, but it's not been so busy. It's been very nice. And again, it's just seeing God's favor in everything. But, you know, there are a few more desires of mine. Like, God knows my desire, again, not to work as much, but maybe to have people work for me. And so that they do the work, and then I can just get the job. So, like, again, God's got all that in hand. And we just do what we know, what he's putting in our heart to do. And we do everything with a great heart. Like again, it does cost. Like, if you want to grow, you need to pursue. You need to really, like again, we got it in scripture. Like, the disciples came to Jesus, and Jesus said, well, follow me. Like, he wasn't messing about. If you want this, you need to come follow. Come. And that's what we got to do. And so I would encourage, yes, my dad is great. Like, go. You need to connect as much as you can. You want to get as much food. You want to get as much faith. So why would we want to be anywhere else? We want to receive. We want to. And we all have the word from God as well. So we can really encourage each other. Like, and I know there's things that have hit hard. Just do it. Run with it. Because God has a plan and purpose for your life. And if you want to see that fulfilled in your life, you've got to do it God's way, not your way. And I definitely want to see God's will be done in my life. So there's things that I have to sacrifice. There's things that I have to do for in order of that to really be fulfilled in my life. If I'm just living for myself and doing what I want, saying, yeah, I want God's will in my life, is a lie, and I'm only lying to myself. So be real with yourself, take it with God, make that committed decision and run with it, because you're sons and daughters of God, and that's everyone's true potential, is to live as a son and daughter of God in this life. and to live in all the abilities that God has given us. So, like, again, do we want the world, or do we want God's will to be done in our life? And Jesus Christ had that choice, and he did the right choice. You know, that's why we've got this grace today. And thank God that he did do. He could have messed up. Jesus Christ could have messed up, but he didn't. He did everything of his free will choice in submission to God, his Father. And so, like, let's do the same. We can do the same works as Jesus Christ and greater. You know, it's just sometimes the devil makes us want to think that we're not worthy or we can't do those things, but it's a lie. We all know he's a liar, and God is true, and in God is light, and that light will dispel the darkness around you when you turn to him. Like, Dad uses the scripture all the time, you know, when you stay your mind on God, he will keep you in perfect peace. How powerful! That, you know, that scripture is so powerful to me. I hold that very close to my heart. And I use it very, very much in my everyday living. Because it's just so powerful. When things don't seem right or you feel confused, that's what comes in my mind. Stay your mind upon me and I will keep you in perfect peace. Wow, how powerful is that? You know, when I'm not seeing something that should be in line with what God is saying, this seems a bit bloody off. Okay, keep my mind on God, and I call it. Because, you know, there are things I see, but why am I going to speak those negatives? Why am I going to focus on that? Let's focus on God, because he knows the truth. He knows everything. So why are we going anywhere else? He can do anything. He knows everything and can do anything according to our faith and believing. So I love each and every one of you, and God bless.
Rich Aaron Dunn. Also, so God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, and thanks be to God to be able to share tonight and for hearing the words that God has spoke through Lawrence and Kim and Annie, and how when we receive those words gladly and we receive them into our heart, then it has great impact, it has great power, and faith does come by hearing and hearing those words from God. And so when we're meditating day and night on those words from God, it gives us great hope, desire, peace, love. It gives us great vision. It gives us a great imagination. It gives us everything that we need, because God knows exactly what we need. Like, if you're hungry for physical food, you know what you fancy. I've had a small addiction to cheese this week, and I've not normally liked that with cheese. So like, it's been feeding my flesh, but God wants to feed us spiritually. He wants us to nourish on every word proceeding out of his mouth, so that we are able to live in the authority seat that we've been given, because God knows where we are on the authority seat, seated on his right hand side. But sometimes, because of doubt, worries, concerns, we don't see ourselves there. So it's important that we get these faith-filled words to build us up, so that we can then activate and use our authority that Christ has accomplished and paid for. Like, we have been given everything in Christ. We've been given everything. And God says it's now in our hands. Like, you do. You heal the sick. You raise the dead. You can prosper and be in health. You know, I've given you wisdom, knowledge, and joy. I've given you everything pertaining unto life and godliness. But you bring it into manifestation. And as we hear the words that God is speaking, especially through Lawrence, we hear it's through faith and confession, having an imagination of goodness, visualizing what we want to see, and really just walking by faith. And that's not a cliche, or just walk by faith. Like, there's life and living in walking by faith. It means not being conformed to this world, or the conditions in the world, or the narrative going on in the world, where the world is saying there's an economical crisis, save all your money. God says give cheerfully, give bountifully, don't be stingy, don't give grudgingly. I have a great harvest for you. Then when you sow your seed and you give it to God, and even if you give outside of that seed, we give our initial seed, and then if God works in us to give somewhere else or to buy something or to do something, which he works in us all the time, that is a seed sown. And we're sowing that seed, so then we expect a great harvest in return. We expect great fruit in return. And it's not just monetary, even though this is an important realization, because God really does want us to be prosperous financially, but he wants us to be prosperous physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, with laborers, with outreach and growth, with being at peace and having understanding, be able to operate in the 9 manifestations he's given us, you know, all grace. And if you think of a seed, if you think of planting an apple seed or an orange seed, I was just thinking of it then because my niece came in and ate an orange and she found a seed. And she said, I'm going to plant this seed. I said, that's really great. Then I just started to have these imagination, as Danny was sharing, of planting the orange seed. And when you plant seeds, it bears fruit, much, much, much fruit. And when it's in the right ground and in the right season, it will continue to bear fruit. And it's the same with us when we sow our financial seed in whatever season, because God says that we are planted by the fountains of living water, you know, that we will bear fruit. We will be green in every season. So when we sow our seed, our financial seed, our word seed, any seed, then we have to expect a great return. Like that it's going to be never ending, everlasting continuation, like the apple in the orange tree or whatever else God has put in the earth. Because God really wants us to understand that money is just a tool. And we, I shared this today with somebody I was communicating with, that like if you go to work and you need to use a hammer, the hammer is not going to come into your hand and start manipulating your hand to use it. You know, you're going to pick that hammer up if you're going to use your own arm and you're going to start using it according to what you need. And it's the same with money. Like money shouldn't be manipulating or using anybody. It's a tool. It's a tool to be able to live in this world. And it's a tool that God has given us to really prosper and to really help and to really serve and to really bless. And so we, just like using a physical tool, we put it to work for us. And when we put it to work for us with the right perspective, with the right heart, with the right mind, then it just is easy. Like using a hammer is quite easy. And it's the same, like using our money is quite easy. So we just continue to walk by faith in this area, knowing that God is the source of our every supply. He has multiple avenues that he wants to bring to us so that we yield much fruit, so that we are constantly flowing in that land, flowing with milk and honey, that we never go without. And that our heart is in service to God because we know he's our provider. And also the speaking in tongues. This has been really on my heart the last week, that we're speaking in tongues much. It's a great benefit. It's great for us because we're communicating to our Heavenly Father. And God then showed me as I was speaking to my other niece yesterday that just like oxygen, we have to breathe oxygen to be able to breathe. If there was no oxygen, we wouldn't be able to breathe. We would be suffocating. And so we need to be able, we breathe without thinking. We receive oxygen without thinking. We go from day to day, hour to hour, minute to minute. And we're just doing it naturally. We're not making an effort to breathe. And so it's the same with speaking in tongues. Like it's naturally in us to communicate to our Heavenly Father. So just like our physical body needs to be able to breathe, to live life, our spiritual man needs to be able to speak in tongues to live life and to really see the benefit from God and to really be enhanced in our walk and our growth and like to really know that the more you speak in tongues, the more benefited you will be in your healing, in your favor, in your communication, in words of wisdom, words of knowledge, discerning of spirits, like the whole package. God has really given us all the whole package. He just wants us to receive it, believe it and act on it and to know that it's freely been given to us. Like, we are a blessed people. We are a holy people. We are God's people. And then he gives us other things to do that will keep us hot, like connecting, fellowshipping, praying for laborers, ministering healing, doing all these other things that are great, that are really, really wonderful. And he's given us the power within our words to bring into manifestation what we want to see. And again, just like the fruit that I described, when you plant a seed, it's the same with our words. We're planting words. Again, I was communicating this with somebody today I was sharing with, and, you know, the words that we're sowing now, what garden do we want to see in 6 months? Are we going to have a bramble garden full of brambles and thorns and poison? Are we going to have lots of fruit trees and flowers? Are we going to have lots of goodness? Because this is God's heart. Like, he doesn't want us to wither away or just be in the narrative of the world, walking day to day, just thinking God's just going to throw everything out of the sky. He's really given everything already to us. We already have the power. We already have the authority. We already have the wisdom, the knowledge, the joy. We just have to continue to execute it with knowing that God is with us and God is for us and doing what he puts in your heart every day to do. If you're walking with God, if you're doing everything with the pure heart, with that intention of your heart unto God, he will guide you and lead your every step. He will show you where you need to be, when you need to connect, what you need to give, when you need to go somewhere, when you may need to sit at home, when you may need to do whatever it is. Like, God will really show up in your life because he's there and he's all great and awesome. He's God. He's our dad. He's not just our God. He's our dad. And he wants us to use our imagination, use the tools he's given us, utilize his power. And remember that Lawrence shared it a few fellowships ago. It's the signs, miracles, and wonders that will make known the invisible God in people's lives. Like, it will make him known. But we get to utilize those signs, miracles, and wonders by using our words to bring great things. So when you sow your seed, I have great fruit. I have a great yield coming to me. I have a great harvest. I am never without. I am always bountiful. I am so blessed to be a blessing. I am a giver. I am a sower. And then God will just continue to increase you because your heart is right. Same with everything that we do. And I just want to share yesterday a little thing that really touched my heart. And so my mom, she had to have an appointment. And I always leave things till last minute. And I always run on short on time. It's a practice that I need to get better at. It frustrates my mom a little bit because I always leave things till the last minute. I always get her there on time and I always get to where I need to on time, but I cut it short. And so yesterday I had to go to the post office to pick up some parcels. So I did this. And as I walked into the post office, this lady was there and she was kind of counting her money in the money bag, like looking down. And she looked straight into my eyes and I went and grabbed a drink and she kind of looked at me but didn't say anything. And then I went to the counter, I picked my parcels up, paid for my drink. And when I came back outside, that lady was stood there. And again, she was drinking a Ribena drink and she looked really kind of withdrawn within herself. She was probably between the age of 60 and 70. And when I walked by, it's a very British thing to say, how are you? I hope you're like, hello. And so when I said this, I said, hello, how are you? Because again, she clocked me in the eyes. She was like, oh, not so good. Not so good at all. And I looked, but time was there. And I was like, oh, I hope you're okay. Sorry to hear that. And I just got in my car. But when I sat, because again, in the back of my mind, I was in a rush. I just needed to go. And, you know, when I sat in my car, wow, I was absolutely moved with compassion. I have not really ever felt that feeling that I had. I sat in my car and my whole heart just kind of sank. And I was like, wow, like, get out the car after. So I got back out the car and I looked at her and I said, what's going on? Are you okay? I'm sorry that I sat in my car. And she said, oh, I've lost my mom and I'm feeling very down. I don't know what to do. I don't want to live life anymore. And started to say all these very sad things. No hope, you know, really no hope, such sadness. And I looked at her and I said, you know, there is a sting in death and I understand how you're feeling, but you must know that your mom would want you to live life and to enjoy life. Like, she brought you into this world to enjoy it, and you don't want to let her legacy go away. And all of these things, I was just saying all these words that were really great. And I looked at her and I said, would you like a hug? She said, yes, please. And she just started to cry and cry and cry. And I just wrapped my arms around her. And I was just, I embraced her for about 4 or 5 minutes, like really, really hugged her, really just comforted her heart. You know, this woman really needed that human touch. And she just embraced me. And then I let go of her and I said, I have to go now, but you are very, very important. You're very valuable. And your mom really don't want you to be sad or lonely. And there's hope. There really is hope. And that hope is in Jesus Christ. And anyway, she kind of just looked at me and she was like, thank you. Thank you so much. And then I just got in my car and I left. But then as I left, again, I just started to speak in tongues, like tongues of fire just came out of my mouth in my car. And my mum wasn't there. I was going to collect her. And it was powerful tongues. And I started to get all this vision and desire and compassion and understanding into my heart. And I just felt what Jesus must have felt in a moment when he was moved with compassion. Like, he was walking by God's Spirit. And as he was walking by God's Spirit, he had moments where he was moved with compassion. And he acted on that compassion. He didn't just run away or say, well, no, you're a heathen, or you're a sinner, or you're a Jew, or, you know, you're not walking in the right way. And he really just moved with God and moved with the inspiration of God. And so the reason why I'm sharing, so anyway, I left and then I just felt so blessed, like so blessed that I was able to be a little bit of hope and insight in that moment. And so all of us are the hope in this world. All of us are what people need in this world. All of us are just a hug away or a word away or anything away from showing people who God is and that love that is within us. Because God doesn't want us to hold that love in. He is perfect love and he lives within us. And he wants to show and grow and glow through us. And he wants us to be ready at every moment. And I could have missed that opportunity. I could have left that woman in sorrow and not even thought about it, got on with my day thinking, well, I'm so happy, I'm so blessed, I'm walking with God, I'm all right, Jack, as a saying over here. but again, like, what, like, could have even been an angel, I don't know, you know, it could have been anyone, you know, just a normal person who needed love in that moment. And so God showed me, it's not just all about, and you know what, when I left and I started speaking in tongues and I got to my mom's, we got to her appointment and I got to her in perfect timing. I was 2 minutes early. That probably gave my mum a few extra grey hairs, but it was 2 minutes early. And so, again, like, it's always being ready, always being ready, always being willing and always having a heart of service and a heart of love and a heart of gratitude, waking up each day and being thankful, knowing this is the day that Jehovah has made. So we will be glad and we will rejoice in it, no matter what we're facing, no matter what the circumstances are going on. We've got power. We've got authority. We've got the living God within us and we've got the faith of God right now in this day and time. And we are not ordinary Christians. We're not ordinary people who are just going through the motions, but we are faith-filled ministers, leaders who are here to have great impact, to bring great deliverance, and to bring great hope. So, yeah, like the fundamentals, they keep you hot and faith comes by hearing. So receive the words gladly. Don't get caught up with tradition and religion and doctrine and man's way of doing things. Really submit unto God. And when we submit unto God, the devil flees for one, but we enter into that place of perfect peace, perfect wisdom. And everything that God says is ours, we just naturally fall into it. So be very blessed. I'm very thankful to be meeting Mary for the first time on Saturday and again receiving Fred, who we've known for a very long time. and in definite prayer with the trip to Nepal and for all the believers over there and for the wonderful things that's going to return. But, you know, we're all doing it. Like what they're doing in India and Nepal, maybe on a smaller scale, but we're all doing it. We're all living it. We're all seeing this power that God has promised us because he's not a respecter of persons. And it's according to our decision, our desire. What are we confessing? And I'll just finish that the confession, the saying what you want and not what you see, completely changed my life. Honoring God did also, speaking in tongues did also, but the really being mindful of what we're saying, what we're speaking about, who we're speaking certain things to. Like really, you won't hear a negative thing come out of my mouth. It's very, very rare, and my husband will vouch for that, because what is the profit? What is the profit of it? And is, yeah, we can say, well, everyone has a bad day, everyone does this, everyone does that, but why are we being like everyone else? Like, let's not be like everyone else. Let's make a stand. Let's make a decision to really bring what we want to see into manifestation. And I'm excited for the next 6 months. The next 6 months are going to be the most profitable yet. They're going to be really seeing great signs, miracles, and wonders. And the invisible God is going to be known to the millions of people that are seeking and searching for him through our lives. So stay blessed. Stay encouraged. Know that you are the light in this world. And great things are in store for us all. So God bless you. Fair.
Wonderful, wonderful. God bless you, Danny, and God bless you, Amber. Great sharings, as usual, on fire for God, speaking those wonderful, uplifting, heavenly words of direction and faith. God is at work in everyone. Really, really great. And next, we'll stay in Bristol as we're here. And we go for Miss Jancy Rebecca. Rebecca Jancy. God bless you, Rebecca Jancy.
Hello. God bless you all. Thank you for getting me to share. I really, really appreciate it. And really wonderful sharing so far. And, you know, it's been a really great, wonderful week. Again, God really works some real wonderful things within our heart when we desire it. And, you know, I've really been thinking about visions and goals again, you know, and really how we see ourselves, as we know, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. And we each day can either wake up with a mindset of really being victorious, of really going and chase our goals, or we can have that victim mentality of, you know, circumstances and things that go on, and then letting that hit us like, you know, like a brick. We should really let the words of God really change and renew our minds, our thinking, and our life. So we can then move in the direction of what God wants us to move in. And, you know, when we can sit and we can think, you know, day to day, what are my goals? What are the things really that I really desire? And not forgetting, you know, remembering the image in our mind of what we have of us, but also what image have you got of God? Because the worldly image of God is angry, God is, you know, he's not a good God. Like many people have their perspective and they perceive God to be something he completely isn't. But when we have that true image of God, of who he is he loves us just as we are. You know, and he wants us to have each and every one of the desires of our heart, whether that be, whether you even feel like the desire of your heart may be, you know, maybe carnal. God really still wants you to have those things because he set us all up. How he works with me is completely different than how he's going to work with, you know, other people, because he's an individual God. So God will get to your heart exactly how you need it. And I really have seen this year hugely how God really does work within my heart with really recognizing what you put in, you know, really what you're putting in that controlling your thought. You know, that if you've had a paradigm of like, of being out of control and not controlling your mind, controlling your thinking, controlling what you are, you know, putting into your body, then this really, if you bring this into day-to-day life, then you can, and you really bring God into the situation, you know. Every situation you bring God into, that if you have, you were that person, but God has called us to be different. He has called us that, you know, those things that may have felt that way before, He is going to work a certain way with you, that you are not going to feel these, you know, you are not going to feel out of control. He wants us to really feel and know within our minds. He wants us to really change our thinking, change what we're doing. And it would be a step-by-step process, a real step-by-step process. And I've seen, you know, even certain things that God has led me to see has been so profitable. It's just like I really am starting to understand the things of why God has taught me in a certain way. Why has He taught me, especially within the health and the fitness and the food, why is He teaching me this? He might not teach you that because you may be okay in that area. You may not have been through the things or you may not have the habit patterns that I have had, you know, but God knows how to get to us individually. So for me, I really have seen hugely this week just the power of each step of what we do. You know, the things of what we do are so important. What we eat is so important. What we're doing with our time, what we're putting into our minds is so important. What we're listening to. You know, what are you doing in your spare time? What are you filling that mind up with? Are you filling the mind up with the carnal ways? Or are you filling your imagination up with the right words and filling it with the, you know, the right direction? What is your direction? What do you want for your next, you know, 5 years? How do you want to look? Who do you want to become? You know, and God has already given us everything that we need, but it's up to us to really put those things in our heart and speak it from our mouth. Use the confession of our mouth to move God. Because we is either faith is the only thing that's going to move God. If we're fearing back or we're thinking in a carnal manner, we are unable to move God powerfully. God wants to move for us. He wants us to really be thinking the right things, to be doing the right things. You know, and it all, I see how important it is, and everything that is entwined together. Everything, you know, the control, the thinking, that what you think is then what is going to come out of your mouth, and what is going to come out of your mouth is then going to be manifested. So if you have had issues with anything, you know, whether that be, you know, that could be binge eating, whether that be, you know, anything, spending your money too much, whatever it may be, get with God and ask Him, you know. There's a power of prayer, and God really wants you to use your voice. He wants you to ask Him. He wants you to go to Him. He wants to lead and guide you, but you need to open the door for Him to lead and guide you in that area. Like really small little details within your life, God is interested. God wants you to have exactly what you desire. He wants you to really learn and know who He is, have that perfect image of ourselves, and have the right image of God. That we shouldn't have a religious mindset about God, you know, that we need to be a certain way. Because we don't. We're already perfect. That Holy Spirit is already perfect within us. No, we're perfect in Him, and we can walk in His image. So when we are going, you know, to going to going to really go for our goals and go for our desires, then all we need to do is open our mouth, thank God it's done, and walk and know that God is on our side and he is going to do what we are going to speak. So really recognizing the words that we're speaking, it is so, so important. That the things that we are doing, you know, how we acting, how we reacting, you know, and God really does teach you. He really does want you to, he wants that full relationship with you within every, you know, every little bit of your life. Whether when you're waking up in the morning, you should open your mouth and thank God, you know. Thank God for another day. And really that thankfulness of heart is so, so important. We should not be going around moaning and groaning. You should really know where God has brought you from. And God really just gave me lots of little things this week to have that recognition, have God's perspective. We should have God's perspective over anything else. That actually, yes, things may not be perfect, but actually, where were you 5 years ago? Where has God brought you from? What dreams and goals and visions and things you've written down have come to pass? You know, and because God wants you to recognize, God wants you to recognize this. And even though we're thankful, and, you know, I was, when I was having my one-on-one, I was explaining that, you know, we can be at a place, and because now, you know, we're reaping the good, we're seeing, you know, we're seeing prosperity, etc., that when we're on this level, that we can then become complacent with that. We can become complacent with where we're at. And sometimes then you'll forget actually this is, you are living in your answered prayer. You are in a time where you're really, you know, where has God brought you from? And it's, we really need to have that thankfulness of heart every day, every situation. Okay, this isn't the best of everything that I have, that I really desire, but actually this is much more than I imagined, and there's so much more to come. So really recognizing where God has brought each and every one of us through the words, through the visions and desires and the goals, whether that be the little ones. So the little ones that have, sorry, I feel very tired, so I feel like I'm a little bit like this. But through the little goals and the visions and desires that have come to pass, God wants to bring every one of them to pass. He wants to bring all the big ones. He wants to bring everything that you've written. And if he has, you know, then actually you can then rewrite them. We're at the end of the year. We're nearly in December. And if we're nearly in 2026, where do you want to be? What things do you want to achieve? Whether that be personal, whether that be, you know, within your family, whether that be, you know, financial, whatever that be, you know, first things first, whether that be with your God, with your labourers, you know, whatever it may be, what is it? And really be specific. This is it. God really wants you to be specific with him. He, you know, we can say we want lots of laborers, but actually, how many laborers do you want? What do you want the laborers to, what attributes do you want those laborers to have? And really asking God, and he's going to really give it to you. He is really going to ensure that your heart's desires, and he's going to build that faith. God is a faith God, and he is a faithful God. He is a God who really wants to see, let you see the extraordinary life, the things that you haven't imagined, or the things that you feel are out of your reach or not out of your reach. You know, it's within your mind that you are really going to be able to see these dreams come to pass. The things that you want, you know, I remember when first it, when I was, I can't remember how old I was when I went to India. I think it was in 2013. But at that time, it seemed a very impossible task. And I went to God, you know, it was a lot of money for me when I was at that age, you know, and it seemed impossible task, but I went to God. And, you know, the finances came and I went on the plane and I had the most wonderful time. I hope you have the most wonderful, great time in Nepal. Like, I really do desire that one day again when my children are much further grown up, because it is a really wonderful place to go to learn, you know. We have many adventures and it was something that will have stuck in my heart, and that's, you know, nearly 13 years on. And that seems really mad to think that was 13 years ago that I believe it was, that is when I went. And, you know, time really goes quick, but God can push you into it further than... No, he can push you further than the world can, you know. He really can push you forward. That's what I'm trying to say. He can really push you forward. He can make your time and maximize it. But we really want to ensure that we're maximizing the time that we have. The things that we do, you know, we're really putting ourselves into the things that are going to matter. We're going to put ourselves into the things that are really going to make us grow into that person that you want to become. You know, that Christ-like image. Like, what did he do? And really, what do you want for you? And it is so important that we're really just giving each desire to God. We're really showing people that actually, you know, that your life can truly be switched around, that you don't need to be. If I look at many other people, their life is either stayed the same or they're still in the same place. They haven't furthered. And it's sad. It's because God isn't involved and they just get complacent in not being anyone or doing anything. And God wants so much more for each person in this life. And we can have that surety within our heart that he is for us, he is with us, and he really wants to really expand your vision. He wants you to expand your goals. He wants you to expand the image in your mind of who you once were doesn't matter anymore. You know, it's what you're doing tomorrow and becoming that 1% better every day. You know, that you don't look at yesterday, but what is your goal for tomorrow, like in the morning? What are you going to be doing with your time to ensure that you're furthering yourself into God's plan, into the plan that God has for you? Because that is the only thing that matters, the plan that God has. You know, what is that plan? And really going full force into that. So, sorry it was a little bit, I feel very tired, I don't know why, of life, but, you know, I feel I stopped and started a little bit there, but, that's what I wanted to share. God bless you.
You share absolutely wonderful, love. You're just conscious of it because you are tired. But it came across fantastic. Really, every word was pure.
Thank you.
And every word was from God. And it's great encouragement, great direction, great practical application in what you're doing. And I know that you do live this as best you can and you apply what you can do. You're doing fantastic. And you just keep going, girl. Keep moving. And don't worry about being tired. It's fine. Jesus was tired.
Yeah.
And even the Apostle Paul, he spoke so long, one young man fell out the window and died dead. But anyway, yeah. He rose him up from the dead, which was a blessing anyway. So you're doing great, mate. You're doing great. You've got two young children there as well. So they keep you on your feet. So keep going, girl. You're doing great. Well done.
God bless
and
you.
And great sharing. You young'uns over here are, as I'm an old man now, isn't it, Bex?
Yeah.
As you joke around. So it's like, so you young ones are doing really fantastic. And I think we just might as well keep it in Bristol now. And then we can move on to the great people abroad, the wonderful USA believers and French believers and other believers, just in case I miss a country out there. I don't want to miss anyone out. Oh, my gosh. Jason, would you like to come and share next, please? I'd like to hear what God's worked in your heart and life and what you've done and what you're doing and what you're not doing and all that kind of stuff. So God bless you. Take it away, me old cocker.
Okay, if I must. I suppose so. Well, on your future, hasn't I? All right. God bless you all. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And my thanks to God for all of you and for my ministers, obviously Lawrence and Ken, and for where we are in today's daytime and hour. And we've already heard all night tonight that, you know, we already know. There's two choices, basically. It's the world's way or it's God's way. And in the world's way and in their scheme of things, basically, everything is religion on this planet. Outside of God's word, it's just religion. When it's led by God, there's no religion. Because religion is what is man-made. Whether it's got this fancy church, temple, mosque, or whatever attached to it, or whether it's just what unbelievers are doing. They don't believe in a God. It's still a religion. Atheism is apparently a religion as well. Even though there's no such thing as atheism, because everybody believes something. So, what a privilege we've got to be able to know this. What a privilege we've got to be able to know the true God of heaven and his Son, Jesus Christ, who gave his life for us and gave his life for the whole of mankind. So, the heart of God is for all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. It's not just us here and that's it. It's everyone outside of here as well. And I know we heard many years ago about putting God in a box. Really, you can't put God in a box, but in your mind you can. Your mind is the thing that's in the box. And when our minds are in boxes, that's like the paradigm thing. And so those who don't believe in God are boxed in with what they're receiving through the five senses, which is everything that's of this world. So there's doubt, there's worry, there's fear, there's anxiety, depression, there's oppression. And we know all the things that are connected with all of that as well. There's so many different things connected with it all. And it's all spirits. And there's thousands and thousands of spirits that are operating under the devil's command, basically. But the world is, people that don't believe are blind to that. They don't realize what it is when their head is in that box, when their mind is in that box. And we as believers, yeah, we get challenges. But thank God that every time a challenge comes along, we can look to God. We can decide, no, I'm a child of the living God. Who are you in my face? You know, get out of my way. Get out of my face. And there's times we're to endure things, even as the Apostle Paul admonished Timothy, you know, endure hardness as a good soldier of the Lord. Does that mean he's got a lifetime of hardness? No, it means that when he's going through situations, endure, endure. And what did Jesus Christ do? He endured. He endured the being despised, being spat on, he endured the persecution, endured, not enjoyed. He endured it for the joy that was set before him. leading up to the point of 72 hours of torture and then nailed to a piece of wood. He endured all of that for us and gave up his life on that piece of wood, nailing all our offenses to the piece of wood. So whatever we've ever done wrong and whatever we ever do wrong is already paid for through his blood. And it was blood that it took to pay for our sins. Otherwise, it would have been our blood. It would have been us nailed up to the stake. And there wouldn't have been any escape had it not been for Jesus Christ. And it's great because that's how salvation is, of grace and not of works, in case we boast. We can all boast. But I didn't bring myself salvation. I didn't bring myself to the knowledge of God. I didn't bring myself to have faith, because that was given by God. And even the love is given by God. And that word love is such a big word. And we can throw it around verbatim all we want to, but really love is contained in action. And saying the words, oh, I love you, is one thing, but actually meaning it is another. So would I lay down my life for my friends? Because that's the greatest love. When someone's prepared to do that for their friends or their family members or whoever it may be, we know that we're to be living sacrifices, says in Romans. So what is a living sacrifice? Going and getting killed? No, because you're dead. That's the religious way. That's the religion's version of it. And it's funny, I'm saying all this now because I wasn't thinking of this till now. But it came to my mind the other day, what the Apostle Paul shared. You know, I could give my body to be burned. I can give all my goods away. I could do all these good things for all these different people. But it profits me nothing without the love. But not only the love, but being led by the Spirit of God, and God is love. So if we're led by the Spirit of God, we're going to be moving in love anyway. We won't think to ourselves, oh, am I being loving? We're just going to be naturally led by the Spirit of God, like when Amber shared with that woman and blessed her, and then do you want a hug? And she just gave her that hug. That was moved by the Spirit of God, which produces, it's the love that is produced through that. And the manifestations, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, fruits, produce. What's the first fruit of the Holy Spirit? Love. So that's what's produced when we're led by the Spirit of God. And it does involve the speaking in tongues, but it involves really that close relationship with God, to the point when you hear God's voice speaking to you, yes, you're acting on it straight away. You, me, we, us, everyone who's born again in the Spirit of God. And that's why there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And it, you know, no matter whether we did right or whether we did wrong, makes no difference, because God doesn't look at that. He looks at, okay, child, 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 child. That's my son. That's my daughter. And certain circumstances and situations, yeah, they're going to come up. You know, just like Jesus Christ, what he was faced with. I've never been faced with that. And thank God I haven't. And thank God I don't have to give my life to save mankind. But does that mean I don't have to do anything? Well, no. But the works that I do should be led by the Spirit of God. It should be led by the Spirit of God. I'm not walking around either thinking to myself, am I being led by the Spirit of God right now? I don't know. Then again, that might be a good thought, to keep myself in check. Oh, am I led by the Spirit of God here? So, sometimes after I've shared with somebody, or after I've blessed somebody, I might be thinking, was that led by God? But then, a lot of the time, I'm lifting it to God as I'm walking away. And, okay, Father, I don't know, you know, if there's a seed sown and watered, then you know, Father, you give the increase. And it's on God to give that increase. I can't force somebody to receive anything. I can only, I can offer it. I can deliver a message, but I can't force somebody to receive the message. I can give it to them. Once they've got that message, it's up to them what they do with it. It's not up to me. And it's like we've got mobile phone communication. Somebody sends me a message. Do I read it? Don't I read it? If I read it, what do? Do I reply or do I not bother replying? That's down to me what I do with that message. And it's down to each person what they do with the message given to them. However that message comes. And God can work through any circumstances, even to deliver messages to us for what we might need in situations. And that's the great thing about it, because we can have wisdom in situations where other people, an unbeliever will be panicking, and once upon a time, I don't know what I would have done without that wisdom of God. I don't know what I would have done. I know it would probably been the wrong thing. Well, definitely, because it's opposing to God. So it's two choices, really, the world's way or God's way. And that's the two choices of the carnal mind or the spiritual mind in Christ Jesus. So putting on the mind of Christ is walking in love. When he put his arms around a leper, he got leprosy. No. The leprosy left. The leprosy just vanished, was gone. And it was not just putting his arms around, but it was led by God to put his arms around with the love of God just powering through. And he didn't have to shout loud. He didn't say a word, he just put his arms around the guy. And we've got the same ability in us. So that when we do that, the same impact can happen when we're led by God. And when we're listening to God. Like Jesus said, you'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Whether you're putting your arms around somebody, whether you're just putting a hand on somebody, you can just point at it and say what comes to your heart. It came to my heart, say somebody once, they asked me for healing. And I said, I paused and waited, and when the answer of God came, that's the answer I gave. I said, you don't need me to. It's already done. And instantly, on the spot, they were healed. What did I do? I didn't do anything. I just delivered a message that it was done on behalf of God. So, another time I put my Bible on somebody's knee, and their knee got healed. I said, watch this. And it was kind of laughing. I was doing it laughing, and the knee was completely healed. What comes to your heart to do? I didn't say any other words. I just put the Bible there. And this is where it's at, the being led by the Spirit of God. And the love comes through that. The love of God. People can use the words I love you all day long. And I think to myself, but is that the love of God? It's the love of God I want. Because that's what strengthens me. The love of the world doesn't strengthen me. It just gets me, forget it, I don't want that one. thanks, bless your heart, but see you later. But when it's the love of God, it's, wow, thank you very much. Because that's who we are, that's who we identify with in the kingdom of God. We're in the kingdom of God, we're not in the kingdom of the devil's realm. Where people are listening to all sorts of mumbo jumbo and they can't make sense of anything. So, I guess that's what's burning in my heart at the moment. And just keeping on looking forward to every day that comes up and to see what God's going to do in that day. And I remind myself what Jesus Christ went through. If if I'm getting it tough, if I'm facing situations, then I'm reminding myself, okay, no, Jesus, okay, I didn't go through what Jesus Christ went through. That makes it easier to deal with what I've got to deal with. A lot easier. Because I'm thinking, okay, fine, let's do this. That's fine. And then we rejoice. And the rejoicing, speaking in tongues, remembering who we are in Christ, remembering the abilities we've got within us, the authority we've got within us, and the abilities and authorities are not carnal. The abilities and authorities, as authority that we've got within us, it comes from God through Jesus Christ, so that we can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't have to plan what we're going to say to whoever we're going to say it to. We just speak on at the time, and the words will be there. We just act at the time, and the inspiration will be there from God, or the revelation will be there from God. The wisdom and being led by the Spirit is that wisdom. We get the wisdom and understanding and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ all in one go. So, yeah, well, really, that's what's coming into my heart right now to share on. Everything covered in the love of God, and we operate, we've got that love within us anyway, because it's part of the Holy Spirit DNA makeup. And the love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. There's no law that can stand against that anywhere. It says so in the scriptures. So God bless you all. Thank you very much for asking me to share on. Thank you everyone for listening. And I'm looking forward to hearing everybody else share tonight.
Okay, stay where you are, Jason. Thanks very much. Great sharing. God works in you wonderfully. And with that, I would now like to ask Mary Wade, come on down. God bless you, Mary. God bless you, Aspira. Sarah, Absara. God bless you.
God bless everybody. Thank you, Lawrence, for calling on me. Wow, what a fellowship, man. What godly inspired words have been spoken. And, God works in the quiet times of our lives. You know, when things seem quiet, God is at work. But there are also times, and I've experienced this week, where God is just showing me so many things. And I know that it's in preparation for this trip, you know, because I've gone to God and I've talked to God about, you know, what do I want out of this journey, out of this experience? What do I want to glean from it? And the thing that God has laid on my heart is just this week, He has just really called to my remembrance just how far I've come this year and how much further He wants to bring me. And that's really the desire of my heart with regard to this trip. I just want to be like a sponge. I want to soak up everything. I want to be aware of everything and everything that He has to show me, because I know that there are really, really great things that God wants to show me, because when I come back from that trip, I have my field here in Ellerslie, Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, the state of Georgia, and beyond. That's my vision. You know, it starts with my little area here and just blossoms out like a ripple effect. And, you know, God has put me right here where I need to be. And He is also putting me in other areas of the world so that I can learn from people who know what they're doing. In this wonderful walk by faith and not by sight, in this wonderful walk of humility and total trust in God. And you know something? God worked last year, right around this time. He worked in my heart, just as he worked in Lawrence's heart back 5 years ago when he told Lawrence, you know, to listen to Sangat, to connect with Sangat, and do exactly what the man said. My life parallels that from last year, because that's exactly what God did to me, did for me. He, one day, inspired me as soon as I woke up that morning, that particular morning, he told me to connect with Lawrence. And I didn't remember the name of the website. All I remembered was the name, Lawrence Tor, because several years before that, I'd actually listened to the Faith and Confession, the confession, Say What You Want, that seminar. I'd listened to it, and it made an impression on me several years before. But God just really put that big desire in my heart that day. And so I immediately went to work, and I went on YouTube because I knew that he was on YouTube. And so it was through that step by step, God led me to get connected with you guys and get connected in particular with Lawrence. And from the very beginning, and this is just the testimony of my life and my heart and what God's done for me this year. And I'm so blessed and so thankful to share it with you guys, because it's really a wonderful testimony of how God can turn a life that was just flatlined and make it something glorious. And I'm just overwhelmed with thankfulness about it. And the things that God has done for me, but God laid it on my heart right away. I mean, from the get-go, to do exactly what that man said, and that's Lawrence. Whatever he tells you to do, you soak it up and you do it. You run with it, and that's what I've done this whole year. There's not been one time that I can really think of where I turn my back on it. You know, I've really endeavored to be faithful, and I think I can confidently say that I have been faithful, not because of my own greatness, but because God has led me along, and I had the good sense to listen and do to the very best of my ability. And did I make mistakes? Yeah. You know, what were times really difficult at times, because I was working through things that had held on to my life and my heart and kept me from the things of God and the life that God wanted me to live. Yeah, those are things I had to face. And there'll be things in the future, I imagine, I'll have to face too, but I'm not worried about that, because I know from experience this year that God can deliver you to the uttermost from anything that holds you back, from anything that keeps you from living the life that God has given to you to live. And so never let go of that. Never doubt that God will be in your life. He will bring you forward. He will bring the people into your path, and he'll bring you to the people that you need to be brought into, so that you can live the life that you've always dreamed of living. And I want to tell you, you know, for decades, since 1977, I have desired to live the life that I'm living this year. This is the greatest year of my life, and the thing that I thought of, you know, there have been pivotal years in my life, both good and bad, and one of the best years of my life before this year was the year that my son was born. Because I knew I was doing what God wanted me to do in that year. You know, I had a child, you know, and I just remember how blessed and how set free I was that year. But you know something, as wonderful as that year was, and as pivotal and important as that year was in my personal life, nothing compares to this year. This has been the greatest year of my life. because it's been the year that I've been able to grow with God and understand God in ways that I never did before, and to grow in confidence that the things that I dreamed of doing when I first really came to God back in 1977, the things that I always dreamed, the life that I dreamed of living, is becoming a reality, and it's becoming a reality this year because of what God has done in my life and the things that He has brought me into. And I'm just absolutely thrilled with how things are going. And, you know, there are many, many things that I just hold in my heart. I was telling Lawrence this in our last one-on-one. There are many things that I just hold in my heart that God shows me about my life and the way where He wants me to go. There's things that I haven't shared. But then there's things that I have shared with you guys. And it's not that I withhold things. It's just that there are some things in my life, and I think there's some things in your life that are really just between you and God. You know, it's your walk with God. It's God communing with your heart. You know, God made known His ways unto Moses, right? His acts unto the children of Israel. I think that's kind of what I'm talking about. You know, you don't have to say everything, you know, that God works in your heart. But when you're trucking along with God and you're doing the things of God, and you know you're doing the things of God, and you have that confidence that you are tracking the way God wants you to track, then the things that God will do is He will bring signs, miracles, and wonders to pass because of your faithfulness. And those are the acts that people will see. And those are the acts, just like faith comes by hearing the words of God. Well, faith will come by the actions that people will see, the fruit that people will see in your life. That's just the same thing, right? We live lives like that. Our lives are an example of the greatness of God, where people can look at your life and say, wow, God is so good. He can look at my life and say, wow, God is so incredibly good. You know, and I just want to live a life of service. I just want to serve God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And I want to love God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, because it benefits me, and it's going to benefit the people that I come into contact with. And that's my whole heart, guys. I mean, truly, that's my whole heart. That's why I'm here. That's why I just stay put and stay faithful on those basic things. And I listen to my Heavenly Father, and I walk forward with Him, and I don't want my own mind and my own desires getting involved in it. You know, I want to call into being the desires of God. I want God's desires to be my desires, and that's what I call into being. And, you know, I just think of our fellowship here in the people that I've come to know in this fellowship, and what a wonderful blessing you've been to me, and how, you know, God wants us to, He wants us to have the same mind and the same heart and to speak the same things. And in order to do that, we have to follow the vision that we've been given, the vision that God gives.
That'll leave.
And the vision that God has given to our ministers, to Lawrence in particular, you know, that vision, He has set this vision in motion for us. And that's what I want to track with. And, you know, this year the theme has been magnify God. I can't think, that's why this year has been so great for me personally. And you can think about this, consider your own life this year. You know, if there's any group of words or sentence that would exemplify what's been going on in my life this year. It's been magnifying God. My life has magnified God this year. I know that it has. God's been magnified in my heart and in my mind and in my actions. God has been magnified. And now God's going to level it up next year because the theme is to live unto God. Wow, what a thrill. That just blew my mind. It just blew. It thrilled me. I just got goosebumps. It was like, oh man, hell yeah, let's go. I just got so blessed by it. And, you know, getting back to being of the same mind and of the same, speaking the same things and being of the same mind, God has just shown me this week, and he does this often, but this week there have been several instances where God has shown me just how like-minded I am with the faithful people on this fellowship, because we've just tracked with the same words. And it actually happened when Lawrence was speaking, and he was talking about the theme for next year, and it just got me thinking about how God is just has an unlimited supply of inspiration to us. You know that when we're focused on God and living in the moment with God, He just works. He works within your heart and within your mind. When you're thinking about God and the things of God, He is bringing things to your memory, to your heart, and He's doing it from, you know, via the Spirit that He placed within you. He's also doing it with other people, inspiring you and bringing things to you. And that's what happened. I was just thinking, you know, that God has such an unlimited supply. And the next thought I got was, just like the fountain of living waters. And not 5 seconds later, that's exactly what Lawrence said, the fountain of living waters. And I thought, man, I just got so blessed with that, you know, because God confirms for you when you're tracking, when you're walking the direction that God wants you to walk. He will confirm things to you just like that, because that was God inspired. God inspired me, my heart, with that thought of that God is the fountain of living waters. He's an endless supply, an unlimited supply, just like a spring, just welling forth water. And then for my own minister to say that not 5 seconds later, after God inspired that in me, it just confirmed for me that, yes, you're on the right track. Like Becky says, I love what she says, you know, just keep going, my girl. Keep going, my girl. It's like, yes, you're on the right track, my girl, because I need to hear that for me. It's not that I doubt myself. I doubt myself much, much less than I used to. I used to doubt myself all the time. And now I see myself walking with great confidence because I've seen God work and I've seen God confirm things for me over and over and over again this year. And, you know, that's just how God works. And it's the desire of my heart to see God work the way He's worked in my life. It's the greatest desire of my heart to see other people's hearts be thrilled in the same way. Because God's no respecter of persons, and He will work in other people just the same way that He's worked in my life, or in Lawrence's life, or in Kim's life, or in Becky's, or Danny or Amber, or Jason's life, or Frank's life, you know, all of us. He really is no respecter of persons. And God is not a hypocrite when He loves. You know, God loves without hypocrisy. And He loves each one of us equally and completely. And, it, you know, it's just the desire of my heart to live the vision that God is building in my heart. And this vision just keeps getting clearer and clearer to me. There's such a clarity with it. And it's just a thrilling life. I was just thinking not long ago, not too many minutes ago that I'm loving my life. And what a blessing that is to love your life. Love your life. You know, it's a valuable thing. God has given us life. He's given us light. He's made it available for us to choose the great things of life, the things that really matter, the eternal things, the spiritual things, the things that last for all eternity. And every moment of every day, we have that opportunity to live that wonderful life that God has set before us. And don't waste a moment of it. Keep God first. Keep Him first in your heart. And don't deviate from the left or to the right. Let Him lead you and speak the things of God. Don't allow yourself to speak anything else than the godly things of life, just like Amber was saying. Don't let a negative word come out of your mouth. Speak the things of God. Keep those things of God, the words of God. Keep those words hot in your life, in your mind, and in your heart. And speak them forth, and don't be afraid to speak them forth. Have courage. Have courage in the face of whatever fear or doubt you may be niggling at you. Just don't even think about that. Just speak forth the heavenly words of God. And know that God will bring those words to pass. He will bring it into manifestation. And you don't even have to be concerned with whether He will or will not. We know in our hearts that God is true to His word. And He brings His word to pass. But He needs us to speak it. He needs us to live it. And He needs us to focus on it. And He needs us to put aside the things that are carnal. And to put aside pride. You know, if somebody is speaking godly words to you and you get pissed off or you get turned off by that, I would say check yourself immediately. Examine yourself, because that should not be the response. When it's something from God, when the words are from God, if you're not receiving it with a thankful heart or a glad heart, something's wrong in your heart. That's just the honest truth. And I've been there, you know, and I know that, you know, that the mind can turn off when somebody's speaking by the Spirit of God or when God's telling you something directly. I know that there's that desire to turn off that or to get mad about it or to push it away. Don't let yourself do that. Don't let yourself do it. Go to God and tell Him, God, my heart's not right here. Create in me a clean heart, my Father. Give me the kind of heart that I really want to have, but somehow just can't seem to grasp it here. And God will help you. God will give you the wisdom you need. He will give you that spiritual understanding. He will give you the right heart, but you have to be open to it. You have to decide. And don't rationalize. Don't rationalize your life away from God. Have the courage and the guts and the fortitude to be faithful, to live the faithful life, to steward the things of God. God requires us to be faithful with the things that He gives us to do. And if you're not being faithful in those things, again, check yourself, check your heart. Why? What, you know, what is it that I want? You know, we have this one life to live, and it's a life for all eternity. I want the things that I do in my life to resonate for all eternity. And that takes commitment. It takes a decision, a day-by-day decision. It takes a cost. But the cost is so little in return for what you receive from God. It's amazing. It's amazing. So make the decision to live for God. Make the decision to walk forward with God, moment by moment, decision by decision, action by action. Do it. Do it, and God will go to work in ways you never dreamed of, or ways you did dream of but didn't think could happen. God will bring it to pass for you. So that's my encouragement to you, and God bless you. I love you very much.
Excellent. Beautiful words. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary. Yeah, that was great encouragement. And very edifying to hear your journey as well. And, yeah, greatly inspiring, that is. Thanks for sharing everything, Mary. It was in your heart. So next, I'm going to go to birthday boy. Frank, are you there, brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
You're a little quiet. Can you speak up a bit?
Yes, I'm going to
That's
be
better.
Closer.
That's
better.
That's better. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Try. Okay. It seemed it's okay. Okay. Then I'm very thankful to be here. Thank you very much for your words from God, and God really has great plans for us, and we are growing and continuing in what God is showing us, and encouraged to step forward and stand fast, and He wants excellence in us. He wants the best to be manifested, because God is the greatest that we can have on this life, in this life. And there is no other God. God is Almighty. He used his infinite power by infinite greatness of his power manifested by the virtue of his strength, his power when he resurrected Jesus Christ. And it's also through that same power that God is working with us, and we can really make a difference. God can blow our mind, and we need to, yes, to and He has a plan also through fellowship, through connection, and we can understand that it's like increasing in the awareness of about how it is important to really be focused and connected, and because we cannot do it alone. We can, you know, we are where we are, but we need also to tap into God's way to be resourced. Because we know that I think it's in Psalms where it says that the blessings from God are among God's people, and we are these men, women who wants to make a difference in this world, and it's not our own power, but we tap into what is kind of, we can say, outside of us, like strength, wisdom. We can have in us, but it's because of God. It's because of what Christ has done, what God has done through Christ. And this Christ, this anointed person who completely received the presence of God in manifestation, he was able to do everything he needed to do to accomplish God's will. And Jesus Christ stayed connected, you know, and he was in focused, praying to God, even when he was alone and the other, you know, were sleeping or were spared, you know. And they flee when the intensity was too much. But now, you know, we are as he is. We are as Christ. You know, in the epistle we can see that. And we also see that by experimentation. How God is really providing, how God is really put power, authority in us. Then so that we can exert it but for his glory, because we only have power for truth. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And this truth is also in us, and we also have the thinking, the thought of Christ to really make this difference and live these excellences, this excellent way of living, because we know that God who created life knows better than us. Then when we stay, you know, in the limits, kind of limits that God puts, we can really grow and really blossom, I can say like that, to more than what we could be, we could have been, you know, we could, because we put God in our prayers, we put God in our action, in our decision, in everything that we are doing. And it's for the best, it's not only for us, but it's also for those who have to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And you know, we are living in real time with God, to the point that he is able to give us words to speak, ministering to people, whatever, you know. And we are living in the supernatural life that make us being worthy, and our life has meaning. Then we just continue, we just look only to God, we speak in tongues, honor God, connect to our leader, praying for laborers, knowing that all is accomplished, as Christ said, all is accomplished. Then we need to, we have action on what is yet accomplished. We have action, we have spoken words for what we want. We have, you know, this action that God has prepared in advance. Not our one, not action from the flesh, but rather action that God prepared, you know, from heaven. And the heavens manifest to this earth through us, through faith, through words, through love, through mercy, through compassion. And yes, nothing is impossible for God, and as we believe, you know, this impossible from God is manifesting. And that's all I wanted to share. I love you. God bless you. and just stay faithful, and you know, we pray for one another, and God is wonderful to keep us until, you know, the end, and for eternal life. God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Frank. Wonderful sharing, as always, from your heart, and happy birthday. Many happy returns again, brother. And it looks like you're 21 again, doesn't it? So, wow. Enjoy it, bro. And thank God for your life. Judy, would you like to share next, please, sister?
God bless you. How is
God
everybody?
Bless you. Yay.
Hey. Yeah. So, I went out hiking today with a group of, people, and that was nice. Did about 8,000 steps. So, that's good. And I got beautiful weather here. Excited for y'all going to Nepal. That'll be a great experience for you. And you can bring back, I'm sure, lots of miracles and a lot of good stuff from there. So excited to hear what goes on and how God watches your step, every step you take. So... life is great. Very thankful. You always just have to continue walking in His power and saying what you want and not what you see. As we know, that's powerful words, because we know that God in Christ in us is at work, and we can bring about those things that we want as we trust God and look to Him. So keeping God in our hearts and our lives, and we knowing that He promises He will never, never leave us nor forsake us. So we have much to give to others, and especially when they see that peace within our lives. And as we don't get shook up or moved by other people's fears or anxieties, we stay calm. You know, and we have to stay calm in the midst of the sea that is very rough sometimes. But we know that the Lord, and that'll be a great, wonderful day. So that's our wonderful hope that we continue in His grace. I believe sometimes we really want to judge people and would like to really shake them up some and say, why don't you see it? Why don't you put God first? Why don't you see, you know, don't you have God in your life? Don't you have God in your heart? You know, Jesus Christ died so that you can have all of these blessings. What's wrong with you? But growing in His grace is patience with not only others, but with yourself. And I think it all starts, you know, within our own selves. That how much patience do we have with ourselves? And what are we doing? I mean, are we acting out of, you know, judgment? But are we walking by the Spirit? Are we saying, God, you know, is this the time to say something? And as Lawrence is so well moved by the Spirit and continually inspired by God to speak by what God tells him, and he doesn't have too many holdbacks or too much refrains. Okay, I think something happened here. My battery's going down. I've been gone all day, and so it wants to be charged up too, just like we all need to charge our batteries. Well, so does our cell phones. They need to be charged up too. Yeah, so growing in grace. I think that's, to me, is a hot subject on my plate right now. And I'm going to work that more and more in my life so that I can, you know, even though I see things that need to be done, not be so fast to judge, and but to walk in that grace. And that's, you know,
You've frozen, Judy, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I thought it might be just me, but yeah, she's frozen.
It's quite cold over here as well.
Yeah, it's quite cold over here.
Right, so, right, we'll just...
Fire and Holy Spirit, thaw you out.
She can finish up when she comes back, so move on to the next one, James.
Okay, Van, well, what's in your heart, brother?
Yeah, after listening to, hang on a second, let me get video on. Yeah, after listening to this teaching or this sharing, God's got a lot of work. Hello there.
Yeah, God bless you both.
God bless you both.
Yeah. Yeah, God's got a lot of work with me to do. So I'm going to have to cease from my own works and rest because, listening to the sharing, I can see all the areas where I'm missing the mark, to say the least. So, put it right on. So, yeah, so I'm definitely missing the mark in many, many areas and not currently happy about it, but I got a God and I got a Savior, and he's able to turn it around if I want to turn it around. And there's the key right there. Do I really desire to turn it around, or do I desire to stay in the same old patterns, paradigms, same thinking, let the same thing trouble me all the time? Is that what I'm going to do? I mean, that's going to be up to me. That's a decision I got to make. And so Mary started out, I think she started out, she's about holding on to things. So that was great, because there is the, you want to hold on to those things. Because I think for me, they're comfortable, you know, and I'd rather be comfortably numb, which I was for years. As opposed to, you know, controlling your emotions, controlling your feelings, getting distracted with all these things. And so on top of all that, we're very busy. We've got, and I mean busy in the terms of people. My brother's coming down. It'll be the first time I get a chance to see him. And, I only met him on the phone 3 years ago. And he's going to be coming down, so I get to physically see him and hug him, which will be that'll be a joy. And, so Brenda's got the room all set up that we're currently in. We're trying to, make it nice and get all the stuff out and that right there. So that'll be nice. And then I got some, with that September 24th trip, I'm still dealing with some of those, you know, is my son coming down? Is he not coming down? Is he coming down? I mean, he just make up your mind. Come on. One way or the other. So I don't know. He most likely will show up, you know, but he hasn't specifically told me. Or he could not. I mean, I have no idea. But I got a feeling he's going to show up and drive back. But that's what is really on my mind is that, and then getting everything in order. Ninja here is moving everything around. I mean, this house looks so different, Mary. You're laughing. Yeah. I mean, it looks so different than it did before. And, I mean, I told Gabriella, because she saw it as a, you know, for 4 years as a bachelor pad here, you know, with dirt everywhere and dust everywhere, you know, and it's completely, you know, there's furniture in here now, boxes are moved out, and all kind of cleaning's been done, all her sweeping through here. You know, thankfully, she didn't have Amber or Kim with her, because that would have been really hectic. Because it was hectic enough just following her around, trying to figure out, you know, where to put stuff. But she's got it. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're all out. Yeah. So, anyway, but back to the real serious issue of, am I going to really change the patterns and thinking inside my head? Or am I going to let that continue? Now, the teaching I just listened to that I actually, for some reason, I couldn't get it this morning, but then I listened to it. I had to actually send it to me, forward it to me on WhatsApp, and then listen to it. And that was a sharing you did at Ethel's, and about the grandson, picturing the grandson, seeing the grandson coming. Know that the grandson is going to be there, you know, and then you're teaching about Christ and the fig tree. And we have all that. I've got all that. And I've got all that knowledge. But what good is it to have the knowledge and not to walk in it? What am I doing? So that's me. That's what I got to do. I got to walk in the new man and put off the old man. But a lot of times it's more comfortable in my life, and I'm just being honest, to hold on to those old patterns, you know, and not as, there she is, Bambi, the gardener, talked about originally weeks ago, as she was out there and God showed her about uprooting stuff. Well, it's right there in the Gospels, about pulling stuff up, rooting things up. So I think sometimes I pull them up. But then I say, you know what, let's take one and just plant it back down here. So that's insane. That's absolutely insane. So I'm not going to condemn myself for doing that. I think it's just it's reckoning the old man dead and he's dead. And then having grace and forgiveness for myself enough to move forward and not beat myself up, over mistakes or things I do or patterns, and so that's where I'm at. So thanks.
Hey guys, I will briefly talk.
Hey Brenda.
Hey, we're just like Dan said, we're just trying to get ready for company coming. And I've been trying to, I've been at my house and my other house. Van calls it the hobby house, but I've been over there Van worked Saturday pressure washing, which is a really tiring, wet job. But anyway, we got that done, for the most part. And, my sister and I went to the dump today and took a load of stuff to the dump. And, I got my Christmas tree up and got some of my Christmas stuff out. So I'm feeling better about the house over there. I've got to do a little bit of cleaning there. I got to do a little bit of cleaning here before company finally shows up. But, I just feel like we're getting some things accomplished, and thanking God that I, you know, every morning getting up and just be, you know, when I wake up and just saying, you know, thank you, God. I just really appreciate it. Van is doing a meditation app at night where we listen to a woman. She's got a real soothing voice. I still like to listen to Lawrence when I'm going to bed about the I Am Confessions, and I just really enjoy that. I think we get so busy doing everything that we forget to, as Van said, you know, breathe. You breathe without even realizing that you're breathing, because it's something that body does naturally. So I think sometimes we get too busy and we don't focus in on the things that we're supposed to focus in on. Tomorrow I'm going to go with my sister and her sister-in-law. We're going to go visit their 95-year-old aunt, Hattie Bell. We're going to go visit her in the nursing home and spend some time with her. I haven't been able to get over there with the honeymoon and all the things that we've been doing. So I want to go and visit with her and just see some of the family, and just looking forward to that, because that's a ministry in its own. When you know, people are shut in or in prison or, you know, whatever, they the only thing they look forward to is people coming to see them and you know, having that companionship. And so I feel like in a way that's you know, that I get to show the love of Christ. And you know, I just, there's, like Van was talking about, the reckoning with the old man. You know, today when I was driving home, I had made an arrangement. We had gotten some new furniture and there was a scratch on the top. So the guy was going to come by and fix it. And I knew it's not going to be fixed because it's deep in the grain. And I've refinished enough furniture to know that you have to literally sand it. And, you know, I'm not going to allow that to happen on something that's brand new. So he messed with it for a little while. And he just came out and said, you know, I'm just going to order you a new top for the nightstand. And when it comes in, you know, we'll get it put on. And I was like, sure, that sounds great. So anyway, you know, that worked out, and slowly but surely we're getting things together. Van actually has, you know, I put like a little lamp stand out in the out on the front porch, and I've got the little gift boxes that light up, and I've got like a deer and Santa's sleigh out there in the yard. And I'm sure the neighbors are thinking, oh my gosh, what happened? I thought he was Scrooge. I thought about actually getting the Grinch tree. They have them now in Walmart and they're green. And I told him, I said, that would really be great. I said the neighbors would understand. But anyway, I mean, he has, they're like, oh my gosh, what's going on over there? But anyway, I told him we're going to put some lights on the outside and, you know, not over decorate, but it'll be nice. And I don't know. It just makes me happy because everybody in this neighborhood, they really go all out with their Christmas decorations. I think one neighbor tries to outdo the other neighbor, which is fine because, you know, hey, I'm going to do what I'm going to do and it's not a competition, so I don't care. But, love you guys, and enjoying the fellowship. And so now let me get this clear. So next Wednesday, we're going to have the fellowship instead of Thursday.
No, it's be Thursday.
So it's going to be on Thanksgiving Day?
Yeah, we've just done it, Pete. Like, we always run it on the Thanksgiving, and whoever can make it, whoever can't. Mm-hmm. Or they want to pop on for half an hour and say something. You know what I mean? So it's like it's open.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because with the family and I'm cooking and, you know, I'm actually.
Yeah.
They gave me the job of cooking the turkey. I don't know if I've really ever cooked a turkey. So, I'm gonna give it a try. I'm gonna get the marinade injector and inject it and do all this stuff and we'll hopefully it'll turn out all right.
Gonna be amazing.
Yeah, it will be. And, you know, they're all my family, so they're not going to say, oh my gosh, this tastes horrible. But I will know when they don't eat a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be the judge. But I think other than that, I'm really looking forward to just seeing everybody and spending time with everybody. Mm-hmm. That's the most thankful thing that, I can do is just spend it with my family and the people that I love. So, love you guys. Have a good evening.
Bless you, Brenda. Bless you, Van. Bless you guys. Great sharings.
Thank you.
Thank you. Over to you, Jace.
Judy.
I don't know. Last year, the Wi-Fi went out, so it wasn't my battery in my phone. Anyway, I am, I'll continue, you know, how we say things, to our kids or to others, you know. Sometimes you're, you know, as a parent, your children know what you're going to say before you say it to them. I don't know if y'all have been in that situation before or not. But it's almost like a tingling symbol, you know, because it's they already know our heart and what we're going to do is, you know, reprove them or encourage them. And so sometimes we have to just like, God, should I say this? You know, instead of it's automatic for us, we're on. You just push the button, we're on automatic pilot. You know, we know the words to say, what God says about things and from his word. But is it the right time? Is it Rhema time? Is it the word that's going to produce the right outcome? You know, so we have to really take a checkup sometimes and say, hey, is this my head? Or is this, you know, God working in me to say these things? And sometimes silence is better than saying anything, because you can pray, speak in tongues, but walking by the Spirit is the best, you know, and like we, you know, doing here, we are practicing. Great place to be, to practice, you know, to be able to, you know we can trust everybody on the Zoom call here that they have the love in their hearts to listen to us, to encourage us, or like, oh, okay, well, she needs to vent, I see that, but being patient and listening. So that's what we do. We have that grace that we can continue in and grow in that grace and ask God, you know, God, I really want to walk by the Spirit and listen to you and say the right thing at the right time. And, you know, he teaches us continually and he prepares our way and so the promises are over and over, you know, amen and amen to us. And we just need to be ourselves, love ourselves, love you. I love you. You love you, you know. And as you are loving you, others are going to see that and you're going to be able to love others, you know. So love you. Take care of you with, you know, just walking by the Spirit. Spiritually, take care of you and walk in love. Make sure you are walking in grace and not being so judgmental and like, oh, you know, they need to really grow. They don't have much knowledge at all. And let me help fix them. That's us, isn't it? That's us. We'll fix it. Let me fix it. I can do that for you. You know, you're too, I know you've got other things to do. I'll fix it for you. No, let God fix it. You take care of you. Let God fix you. Let God work in you. You grow in grace. You grow in love. You grow in faith, you know, continue growing. And we are all in this race, and we're going to finish it, and we're not going to give up. We're going to continue standing, being faithful, being strong, because it is God and Christ in us. We have that Holy Spirit. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Oh, that's about all I had to say. God bless you.
God bless you, Judy. Thank you. That's wonderful sharing, wonderful words. Lovely to hear what God's put in your heart and speaking through your mouth on here tonight. So thank you very much for that. So now it's my sister, Shelley. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Are you there?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Oh, bless yeah. You. Take bless it away. You. It is so awesome to hear from you guys. I'm super abundantly blessed to always hear your sweet, sweet voices and how God is so mightily at work in each one of us. And what an amazing God he is, because he's such an individual God, yet he is the one true God, you know. Praise God that we have been able to come to this knowledge of him through his amazing son, our Lord Savior, Jesus Christ, that really blessed us with this spiritual authority. You know, that's what this is all about, is that we have all spiritual authority. You know, we have dominion over all spiritualness, and that dominion also depends on how we're going to use it. Are we going to lay down and let it walk over us, the other part of the spiritual world? Are we going to stand up and fight for our rights and be the children and the people that God called out? But not like the Israelites. We're not going to march around a mountain and complain. We are living in such an amazing administration that we have every right to stand up and be blessed and be happy and enjoy this life, like Judy was talking. I just absolutely love my life, and life is a very, very, very special treat. So this week I'm really endeavoring to hop in and start understanding the bookkeeping part of our business and looking at numbers and figuring out things. And it's been really, really quite a treat to work with different people to help us begin to set up our books so that we can steward what God has blessed us with and be able to manage it, know where it goes and when and where and how we have to pay our bills, so that we can be a real witness, a real good God business, and bless many, many, many people. I'm so thankful that we have a business of service, but it's God's service, and that it's such an awesome responsibility that our customers and clients aren't just customers and clients. They're our family, and they're the family of God. And being able to come and know they're in good, safe hands, and that, you know, they're sanctified, justified, everything else in our garage is such a blessing. So yesterday we had a couple of incidences happen, and this is really a powerful statement, because our words are very, very powerful. And what we speak one day sometimes can manifest a couple of days later. So Sunday I went to a party with some of my kids that I'd worked with before, and I was talking to one of their mothers. And she, too, had been going through this adult guardianship like I have with my Sarah. And we had just finished ours up. We have to do a yearly report every year, go through our attorney, and she has to submit it to the judge. And so here I was being real smirk, thinking, oh, I'm all done with mine. Nope. Yesterday, because we have switched counties, so a different judge looks at our paperwork, and I get this letter from my attorney saying, the court needs all this other information. And I'm like, Whoa, you talk about being smug and using your words and thinking that you're almighty wise and that I have this all taken care of. And that's when it really, really being careful about our words and how we use them. Because, you know, you might just throw them out there, but there are definitely other entities working to use your words differently. So anyway, it's all fine. I'm working on it right now for Sarah. Just re-reconciling her bank statement. It's all good. We'll be good. But I am really thankful that I have the opportunity to think through sometimes what I say and how important it is, because words are very, very powerful. And my words, I want to be sweet and kind and loving and yet still powerful, powerful to stand up and not be a doormat, powerful to watch God work, but not be a roaring engine thinking I have to mow everybody down because it's my way or the highway. No. So I'm very, very, very thankful that I can now be refined by God and not defined by my past. But our past is very important to look at also. And like you guys getting ready to go to Nepal, it's so fresh in my mind about this time of year of where we were getting ready to go and what a trust factor with God. It just truly was. Really, really walking out on what we believed, because we had no idea, Ted and I, really what we were doing. We bought a plane ticket and a huge trust factor. But what an incredible experience. It's a lifelong experience. You know, it changed everything I thought I knew about me and challenged me. And I've grown so much this year with God in so many aspects. I've seen him so big and let him be so big. And understanding, you know, he is the one and only God. He's the Alpha and he's the Omega, the beginning and the end. And in between that, we're praising him for his son, that we can go directly to him and have this direct communication by speaking in tongues. And I just love that. I love that factor that I have the ability to go directly to God. And now I have the time. I have the time to practice that early in the morning, late at night, anytime I want. But to sit down and really focus in on that focus time is truly, truly oh so sweet. And it's been an amazing, life-changing thing for me, I guess, because now I really can see when I ask God, I'm like, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do? Well, this is what I'm supposed to do, exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. And I love it. So I'm very humbly grateful that you guys are all here, and I love you so much. I look forward to hearing from the rest of you, and God bless everybody traveling on. Super excited to hear about your adventures, and I love you very much. Have a good evening, guys.
Oh, so Chrissy's spot. Yeah, okay. Chrissy, hey. Yeah, there you are. What's in your heart, sister? Thank you, Shelley. That was wonderful.
You need to unmute, Chrissy. A
beautiful heart you've got.
Bless you, Shelley.
Love you, guys.
Love you, darling. Great sharing, sweetheart.
Chrissy, are you able to unmute your mic and share?
No. How about ML? ML, would you like to share?
ML? Are you on there?
ML. Earth calling ML. Don't look like so. Okay, let's ask Ethel. Ethel Robinson. My twin. Hello, Ethel.
Ethel.
Ethel, come on, girl.
Ethel, God's calling you.
Ethel.
Heaven calling Ethel. Are you too busy to answer right now?
What she's doing. Come on, Ethel. We're waiting for you, girl. We're calling on you, our twin. Are you on the toilet or something? You don't have to answer that if you are. Ethel?
Sorry, Lord. I think she's
too busy. Can you hear me?
No, we could hear you now. That's okay. A good one. I like that.
I'm back. Can I talk now?
We were welcoming you back. God bless you anyway.
You want me to talk now?
Go on,
my turn.
Okay. Relaxed again now.
Wow. Okay. Hey, you guys. God bless you all. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, I am so stoked, meaning I'm so blessed beyond measure. So, yeah, the thing I want to share really is last Sunday we had our actual physical fellowship at Patricia Finch's house. And, you know, I've invited people, and I posted this on our the Airbnb South Carolina. Oh, my God, what a turnout. 6 new people, you guys. That had to be God. Now, all potential laborers, but you know, it's like our first time to meet some of them, and they came forward with such heart. I mean, you hear people that's been delivered from alcoholism, one guy who's 18 years sobriety, and man, that really, really touched my heart. It just really melted me because, and he talked about because of his faith. Now he's talking about God, okay? I don't know him much. I met him at Costco sampling, so we became friends that way. But man, when he shared his heart about that, I was so, my heart was just melting because you just never know what people is going through. And because it's like sort of our first time in this fellowship, he was very comfortable to talk about it. And what a witness, okay? That's God's deliverance. And some people, you know, getting healed from illnesses, they have medical issues. One lady, Sharon, she is in a nursing home. And bless her heart, someone picked her up. She's on a wheelchair now. She used to be in my other fellowship, but she lives in a nursing home now. You know something? She had tears in her eyes. She was on a wheelchair, and, you know, I'm not boasting about me, you guys. Brenda, I did this 14-pound turkey wrapped in bacon, okay? And I, under the skin, I put all the butter and what have you. It came out so good, juicy, and just not dry at all, and everything was eaten up. The only thing I got from that was the bones so I can make soup. So that's what I took home, but everything was demolished and people brought stuff to their favorite dishes. But, you know, I did this because I wanted to bless people that who came that are single. They had no family to celebrate Thanksgiving with. And of course, our theme is Thanksgiving, okay? I had everybody talk about what they're thankful for, and what a start, okay? I mean, these guys are, yeah, mostly strangers to us or to the other people. They were so comfortable, and it was so effortless. And you know when it's effortless? That's when God is working in that situation, walking by the Spirit. And it's huge because I've learned this when we had the Airbnb in Florida 2 years ago. We had no theme. You know, everybody was in an Airbnb by St. Petersburg, Florida. And we picked up Laura and we just simply walked by the Spirit. But knowing that, you know, we blessed each other. We had turns cooking, you know, putting away stuff and doing each other's laundry. Now, how huge is that for about 7 days? So my thing with this fellowship is that
okay, God, this is an open door. I don't know how you're going to do it, but you're going to do it. But I had every confidence with God that it will be beautiful, effortless, organic, blah, blah, blah. And people were very, very comfortable. And you know what, guys? I know. I'm going to talk about Richard again, okay? He was my co-host. Little did he know. But he bought everything, the turkey, the big whatever. And then he washed dishes, he picked me up, and we just coordinated it. I was looking at, wow, what a dynamic duo. You know, it's also maybe planting for a future, you know, one day. And so we just really worked together as a team, T-E-A-M, together everybody achieves more. And he was all heart. I didn't have to tell him anything. And at the end of the day, he even said, well, thank you, my dear. That was like, what a successful event, he said. And he shared how blessed he is that he's met me and vice versa. And we had no idea about meeting each other and how God just worked it out. Like we both hit the jackpot, right? And what a good guy. I'm sorry. I know I'm boasting about him, but it was so effortless for him to help. He just picked it up where it needed to be helped type thing. And, you know, the people that came, the new people, okay, a lot of them were hurting, okay? Like I always say, this world is so dark and they so need the deliverance, you know, and this was happening at this fellowship. And I'm so proud to say, you know, that the Holy Spirit was really moving in this, because I told Richard, I know maybe you think there's not much planning, but my plan is, God, it's you and me totally walking with the Spirit, and that God executed. Again, you know, this year's theme is magnifying God. I tell you, wow, I really executed that this year. Like how Mary Wade was talking about how fruitful she is this year, and she's really seen God work mightily in her life. Well, God has been working in my life mightily. You know, ever since I hooked up with Laura about, I think, 3 years ago, I had settlement from my divorce. But he was praying. God increased my finances, and really I was ready to call him and say, here's my abundant sharing. That was from the divorce settlement, okay? So I did give, and from that time on, we were blown away with Lord, because like, wow, I was just talking to God about increasing my finances 2 days ago. So, you know, it's like, don't limit God, man. Keep requesting, but with all humbleness. Meek, ready to receive. What are your instructions, Father? And then obey. That's how you execute, okay? Putting God first. This is what I've learned this year more and more, that as you put God first, his business, he'll make sure he'll take care of your business. I mean, yeah, last year too, man, I had so much fruit with all the traveling. This year, it's the laborers now, you know. No, it's like, okay, God, what are you going to work in my life now? But it's so exciting because I just keep my job focused to him, look to him, put him first. And I tell you, the comeback is so exciting. Look at me, the way I'm talking. I can't, you know, my mouth is just with an awe. You know, God is so gracious, so good. And he makes sure, you know, he tickles me all the time. I'm sure you guys get tickled too, but like, you know, I see myself sitting on his lap, reaching on the cookie jar, and he's just blessing me after one after the other. And let it rip, because that's the way, that's the kind of God that we have. It's just, when he bless you, he blesses you very mightily. And I know I talked about this a few months ago about, you know, about in PFAL when Dr. Werwell talked about the three R's, right? Receive, retain, release. Well, I added one more R, right? And it's running. Running, because when God moves, he moves very swiftly. And I'm not saying running away,
okay, but run with it, run with the word. And I also have learned that, yes, in our old fellowships, I mean, we did receive it, we retained it, but again, it says release, okay? So you've learned all these things, but put it into practice, man. Don't just let it sit there. You're going to become stagnant. So what you do, you practice the word, what you've understand, what you've understood, what knowledge you have, and run with it. And then you know what? God will work very mightily. I've seen it. The fruits that I have in my life is just phenomenal. Like the Brits would say, it's brilliant. It's just massive the way God blesses you back, because, you know, our job as laborers, we are just that mouthpiece. The way it is like that. And you know what? God, he's part two. God takes care of the rest. It's his gig. So let him do his thing. Don't be God Junior and be taking over. He is the one who is the heart nudger and the heart changer. Okay? Now I'm seeing this big with Richard. I know he still has a lot of questions. He told me he's at a fork, but you know what? I've seen it like Sunday, the way he had helped me in this fellowship. I was blown away. I didn't have to say anything. God was working mightily in his heart to move, to assist, to help, you know? And truly, that's really one of my fruits this year. As I magnified God, I saw and I'm seeing his works, the way he just blesses me back. You know, as a laborer, yeah, sow that seed. And like last time, Lawrence had a sharing about, you know, practicing your authority. And with authority, you know, leave an impact. Meaning, you just never know. But God is the one who's leaving that impact. I just simply opened my mouth and I said, God, you take over now. This is your job to nudge people's hearts. And God does. God knows who needs to be there, right? And in this fellowship last Sunday, I was really blown away, you guys. And, you know, it was an open door to witness and also to make it available. 6 new people, can you imagine that? All in one setting, okay? Now, I said to God, that was that one time. It's you who got to nudge these people's hearts now. It made it available. But the way I saw it, how God was working in that situation Sunday, oh my God, I was really blown away, because when God moves, man, he moves really swiftly. People were blessed. And I tell you, Brenda, if you want to try that bacon wrapped turkey, it took about 14 pounds, about 3.5 hours, maybe 4. Oh my God, I posted it on the Airbnb South Carolina thing. It came out so freaking beautiful. You know, I was even blown away. I mean, even Richard was like, wow, sweetheart, you're such a good cook. That's one more thing I've learned about you. Oh, okay, keep the list, I said, you know. And you just don't know. Just be that doer, be that laborer, be that mouthpiece for God. Because he will. God is the one who's going to, like Lauren says, you come up smelling like roses all the time. It never fails, because we have a God who's able. We have a God who's, faithful. Okay? So we just simply go to him and he will do the rest, man. And when he does, mind blowing. It's massive. It's brilliant. I mean, to this day, I'm just, my mouth is still hanging open with awe. But you know, that's the kind of God that we have. He leaves your mouth hanging open with awe all the time. And then he tickles me like I'm always laughing. Richard goes, what are you laughing about? Oh, sweetheart, I am just blessed. That's all. You know, I don't have to go into details because there's so many details. And I think that explains it all. When I smile, I laugh. You know, it's just truly the manifestation of God's love towards me as I be his laborer. You know, that's all my job, that mouthpiece. And I'm very blown away. And I'm praying for these six new people because all of their sharings and testimony, like one gal, she used to work with me at Costco. She came. You know what I'm thankful for? She said the first thing that came out of her mouth is that I got invited in this fellowship. She really has no family. And she was almost in tears. You know, if you make that difference in one person's life, you know that has to be God. And that was my intentions, you know, as I did this fellowship, physical fellowship, was to bless people who doesn't have families. Can you imagine? They don't have families to celebrate it with. Granted, I don't know what happened to their families, but, you know, it also, this is a pathway to introduce them to the family of God. They don't know. Okay, someone has to tell them. Someone has to show them. Me, God commissioned me, okay? And I'm so proud and I'm so blessed to be able to do this. There is no way. Now, when I lived in Northern California, I had my ex-husband. We did laborers, blah, 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 fellowships, okay? But now I'm here in Oregon. I am single, okay? So the thing is, I said to God when I moved here, if ever, Father, you're going to put a mate in my life, but I'm waiting on you, okay? So here's the checklist. And then comes Richard. First time I met him, all the checkbox lists, you know, checking, right? And I knew that I knew then, because then I had that peace. You know, this guy is genuine. For him to help me out, that was a big deal. I mean, you know, we had to cook, we had to set up, blah, 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 blah. Thankfully, Patty Finch, she has a huge house that we accommodated. Oh, we had about 15 people, but I mean, she certainly could double that. But, you know, it was God who worked in these people's lives who needed to be there. Okay, and that's a start. You got to start somewhere. You just begin, right? Like Sangit and Lauren says, you just begin. Because, okay, you know, we're witnessing and all of this, but really God put it heavily in my heart. Do this, Ethel. But I've done it every year, okay? And so now this is also my third year to do the bacon-wrapped turkey. Oh, man, nothing was left. I put all my heart into it, too. It's part of my ministry. I did the cranberry sauce from scratch, mashed potato from scratch, you know, all those things. But I wanted to do it because it was in my heart. And God says, go bless people, you know. And, of course, all of them turned out really, really well. And I'm so glad that people were blessed. And to have that impact in people's lives, not just, you know, the food, but also the spirituality, knowing God, how, you know, being fed with that. Well, that's all that mattered to me. And it just came very beautifully because I was walking with the Holy Spirit. And you know, I've learned from the Airbnb in Florida, the same thing. Same thing in South Carolina when we did that this year. I think it was that in May. And blessed is the Gones, man. What a beautiful host. I mean, we've had challenges. Lawrence had to cast out devil spirits. It's really exciting with God because you just never know. But you know what? You just stick with God because when you ask him, what do you have me to do, Father? You take the lead. I will be with you. You're my partner in this, you know. And you know what? It's a beautiful thing because he always makes things right. No matter what challenges we go through, I've seen it. He's never abandoned, failed me, or left me. He's always there. And it's part of the growth. You know, as a believer, as you walk with God, it is part of your growth to see all these little instances. Well, it could be small and big details, and yet, you know, you're learning from this. But be humble, be meek, ready to receive it, because God is giving you instructions. And what more humbleness, man? As you do that, God will unfold many, many, many more. I'm so excited for Mary for her merry way. This time last year, as Shelley said, we were preparing, we were going to Nepal. It seemed like only yesterday. And, you know, we were in the plane for like 20 hours, and the whole time I was just talking to God. I said, Father, what have you want me to learn in this trip? He said to me, Ethel, it's a vacation. Enjoy. But look around you, you know, and see what I'm teaching you. You learn, he said. So that I did, man. You know, you see the Himalaya Mountains. What sight? From the plane? And then also when you land, okay? I never would have thought in my lifetime that I could be in a place like this. And so Richard asked me, well, what have you learned in your travels like these, like in Nepal? I said, you know what? I saw it, been there, and I just felt really God's love, okay? He was the one that said, my child, I've created this for you, for everybody to enjoy. And you know what? I realized this is truly the manifestation of God's love towards us. How good is our Father? You know, He just wants us to enjoy. It says in the Word, you know, we can have that more than abundant life, exceedingly abundantly, above all that we ask or think. And then call unto me, and I'll answer thee. I'll show you great and mighty things that you don't know. Okay? Mighty, great and mighty things that I didn't know. Very exciting walk, you guys. Really continue to look to God, because that's the only way. And again, you know, the fourth R, run with it. Because when God moves, He moves very swiftly. And you want to be able to keep up with God, you know, because He just keeps coming. And it's a beautiful thing. So, I just love all of you guys. I do pray for each and every one of you via speaking in tongues. I can't stress that enough. What a prayer. Perfect prayer. And now Richard is asking, okay, you understand the speaking in tongues? No. I said, yeah, that's between you and God. Only God knows. But in a setup, in a big fellowship, then we can exhort and encourage and interpret that. Oh. He said, oh, that's beautiful. So I just know that God is working also mightily in His heart, because He is my laborer. This year, it's very huge, okay? I've come across laborers, yes. They may, some of them left. Some may come back, or you know, some are still right now at a fort trying to decide. But that's God's job. My job is just encourage, inspire, you know, and inspire and encourage. That's the thing. And then God will do the rest. So, keep looking to God, you guys. Cannot stress that enough, because He's all good. Yep, love, joy, peace, right? Goodness, faithfulness. Oh, my God. Yes, oh, my God. He is so good. So, that's my sharing. I love all of you guys. Till next week again. And happy traveling. Mary, I'm so excited for you, sweetheart. Lord, you've been there many times. And each time I know that he goes, he says that he learns something new. Maybe next year, hopefully, I can go back. You know, I'm still, you guys, envisioning Philippine laborers. Oh, man, I see that vision. Just like the Eugene laborers that I did here 2 years ago, it was a vision. It came to a fruition. The same thing with the Philippine laborers, you know. I know God is now orchestrating all that, but I am so envisioning it. And my heart is full of joy to be able to be that laborer for God, you know. Going back to the Philippines where I was born, and now, you know, I'm grown and I'm mature in the Word, and I just want to share that to the people there. You know, because they have big hearts, but wrong doctrine, you know. So God has commissioned me again, is going to commission me, is commissioning me. And I'm so thankful that I have, you know, contacted Lawrence and Kim there. Wow, what a new beginning. What a way of life. What a way to walk with God. The most perfect and excellent way. And didn't even realize when I was in the Own Paradigm Fellowship that I was so imprisoned. I was in bondage. And now God set me free. And you know what? The best thing about that is because God has given us, you know, liberty, how to walk, that freedom. I took that to heart. I ran with it. And look at the results. You want results? This is it, you guys. You want to bear much fruit? This is it. You know, I'm not boasting about me, because you know why? In the end, we give God the glory. It's his gig, not mine. God, you're going to have to make this happen. Make those demands. Have that faith in that confession, right? So it's all good. I'm very excited. I'm very stoked. I'm blessed beyond measure, man. What God is doing in my life right now, and I know I'll see more. I mean, the laborers, what an experience. And you ask, God, give me these laborers that's worth a million, even just one, you know. And God is doing it. And I want a mini me, exactly like me, who's committed, who wants to move with you seriously, and you've got to move. And when you move, do it with all heart and just give it to God, and he will do the rest, okay? I love you guys. That's my sharing. Mwah.
Wonderful sharing, Ethel. On fire for God, my darling. On fire for the Lord.
That's why we're twins.
That's right, sweetheart. That is right. You're right on. So bless bless your beautiful heart. Great fellowship at yours last night as well. That is wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I had one, remember. Thank you for coming.
Yes, that's right. That's what all the girls say. No, I'm joking. That was great. That's brilliant. No, it was a great student fellowship. Anyway, that's great. Bless your beautiful heart and love to Richard.
And, yeah, of course.
Let's move on to Bambi. Miss Bambi, come on down.
Me?
You, Bambi Mango. Come on down.
Oh, goodness. God bless you.
God bless you, darling.
Oh, well, God bless you all. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I'm just so happy to be here. And so thankful to be able to have this time just to spend with you all. I just have so many things on my heart, but just really just being here and taking in the words that are spoken and knowing that they are words from God and that they're things that I need to hear that speak right directly to my heart for the needs that I have. You know, sometimes it is so amazing, even though we know how magnificent God is, how we can come onto the fellowship, and I know I'm not the only one, and we'll have something that's going on or on our heart that needs ministering to. And even though we may not speak out that need, God knows we have that need, and he uses one another to speak out and encourage us and give us the direction and build us up in the way that we need, because he knows what we need, and he knows what we need to hear. And so very often I come into this fellowship and sometimes I share things that are going on, and sometimes I just talk with Lawrence and let him know what's going on. But I don't always share everything with the entire fellowship, but it is so encouraging to know that what I've heard ministered to my heart to provide for me what I needed to hear without me even saying anything, because it's God that comes, you know, through your mouth when you speak and you just come on and you're not pre-planning what you're going to say. You just open your mouth and let it flow. And it's just amazing. God is amazing. And I was thinking when someone was sharing, I don't remember who, but how much I've seen in my own life and everyone's life here, how I've seen great change. I've seen so many people join this fellowship in one space in life, and they just explode. You know, we heal, we grow, we become who we're meant to be with God. And you think about it, when people have children, I know many of you on here have children. Why do you have children? You don't just have them to have little babies.
You know, you don't just have a, you don't have a bunch of babies in your house. And you're like, I've got babies. No, you have them, and then they grow, and you teach them, and you nurture them, and you educate them, and you correct them, and you give them direction, and you want to have a family. Well, that's what God does with us. As we grow with Him, He teaches us, and He nurtures us. He provides our needs. He loves on us, and you know, we have the family to do that, to encourage one another. Sometimes there's correction. Sometimes we get off path. You know, I myself have let my mind go a couple of ways a few times and actually woken up in a bad mood and just been like, wait, this is not magnifying God. And I was just thinking about the theme this year of magnify God. And I have to say, it's so funny because I've had so many wonderful things happen this year, you know, especially that time that we all spent in South Carolina. But I think when I think back over 2025, and I know it's not done yet and God's still going to do great things, one of my favorite memories was when I got the flat tire. You know, I was leaving work on a lunch break to go put gas in my car, and I got a flat tire. Not only that, I didn't get a flat tire, I got a flat tire. Like, I tried to put air in it, and there was a gash that was several inches long in the tire. And we had just had a fellowship, I want to say maybe the day before. I was still hot. I stay hot during the week, but sometimes when we get out of the fellowship, I'm just on fire, you know, like a burning ember immediately thereafter, working on making sure I stay that way the whole time. But I thought, all right, well, I'm going to magnify God in this situation. I thought, well, what can I be thankful for? And I thank God that, well, I got the flat tire, but I got the flat tire at a gas station, like right when I'm pulling into a gas station. And it was a nice gas station. It was a Wawa, for those of you who are familiar with Wawas. You know, they've got clean bathrooms, and they've got prepared food. And I thought, well, here you go. I've got a bathroom. If I need to go to the bathroom, I can get a cup of coffee. And I thought, well, thank God I've got AAA. So AAA is going to come out. So that's going to be great. And I thought, well, thank God, you know, this didn't happen at some other time. So I just kept trying to find ways to thank God and praise God. And, you know, the guy came out and switched the tire out, and he said he'd never seen anyone with a flat tire. It was in such a good mood as myself. And anyway, I got to take the tire in, and people looked at it and said, we can't patch this. The sidewall's blown, and we're going to have to replace this tire, and it's better to replace the two tires at the same time. And I said, well, just praise God, thank God. I want to magnify God in this situation. And they said, it's going to be $200. And I said, well, just praise God. I just thank you, God, you're going to meet that need. You're going to provide that need for me. And, you know, I came home and I just continued to praise God. And at no point did I let my mind wander that I didn't have the $200 for the two tires. And, you know, I commute for my job, so I have to have tires in the car in order to get to work. And so, you know, the 5 cents realm, that could have really seemed like a situation, but I just continued to praise God until I got a knock on the door, and there was a guy standing there that knew my husband, who handed me $200 and said, I saw this guy, and he owes your husband $200, so here's $200. And it's that I fall back on situations like that and those little miracles that I've experienced in my life, because I need to remind myself sometimes. And I think, you know, I've had so many wonderful experiences this year with God, but just that focusing on magnifying God in all situations and all circumstances, because He's always going to come through. But it's that practice of not looking in on the five senses and seeing what is being presented to us, but rather calling those things that are not as though they are, and just magnifying God in every situation. Because when we honor Him, when we praise Him, when we just magnify His name, it's when He's able to really go to work. When we're telling Him what the problem is, when we're stressed out, when we're not focused in on God, we disable His ability to be active in our lives. And so, although I had so many experiences in 2025, the one that just really stands out to me was that time I got a flat tire. And it's just been a great opportunity as well for me to witness and tell people the story and say, look, you know, miracles do still happen today. And I've seen lots of miracles. I know lots of us have seen miracles. We've seen healings. But something so obscure and almost nominal, almost not really important, but it shows how much God cares for us. He cares down to the little details. And a situation like that could seem very scary to someone. I know it certainly could have seemed scary to me, like, gosh, I need to get to work. How am I going to do this? This is going to be a situation. But it wasn't, because I magnified God. So I'm definitely looking forward to the theme for next year. That sounds like a challenging theme, which is great, because we need to be challenged to grow and to continue to walk. You know, as I started off saying, when you have kids, you don't just have them because you want to have a bunch of kids around the house. You want them to grow and to be mature and profitable and successful. And God is definitely growing us and stretching us in this fellowship. So I look very much forward to the new theme. I've forgotten what it was, but when I heard it, I was like, oh my goodness, all right. Buckle up. We're ready to go. We're going to do this, and it's going to be great. And I'm so thankful to God that I get to do this with all of you. I'm so thankful for all of the growth and blessings that I see in each and every one of your lives getting on here. And just, you know, thinking back to so many of you joined the fellowship, you know, in the last few years, and just seeing where God brought you from when you joined the fellowship to where you are now. And then also knowing, of course, my journey and hearing Lawrence and Kim's testimonies and others, that we know that this is where God has placed us. And he's called us at this time for his purposes. And he has great things for us to do. I'm so excited about this upcoming trip to Nepal. I am so thrilled for Lawrence and for Mary and for Fred. It's going to be a great trip. I can't wait to see the pictures and hear the sharings, and just I won't be there with you physically, but I will definitely be praying and speaking in tongues and look forward to hearing all the different things that happen. You know, I will just share a really funny story with you all. Lawrence knows, but, you know, Mango, the kitty cat Mango, he has got a window seat that's a suction cup window seat for cats. It's got its little corrugated cardboard thing, and it's got some suction cups, and it sticks to the window. And that's Mango's spot. And especially during the day, he goes to that window seat, and that's where he does his little kitty sunning. This is his sun time in the morning. And I noticed one day, one of the suction cups was kind of falling down a little bit. And I said, Tony, look, the suction cup. Mango's going to fall out of his seat. And Tony tried to fix it against the window, but they had gotten older. They'd gotten harder because they get this direct sunlight every day. And so Tony's working in North Carolina right now. So the other morning, I was downstairs and having a cup of coffee, and Mango's a cat, right? Mango came to me, and he was meowing. He was so upset. He was distressed. It was one of those Lassie moments where, you know, the dog is telling me what's going on. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on, Mango? What's going on? And I go into the kitchen, and his little seat had fallen out of the window completely. And my cat was distressed. I would have gone to any lengths at that point in time for a cat to get that window seat back, because he wanted that. That was his spot. And I just thought, you know, if that's how I feel for my pet, how does God feel for us and our needs? Now, the window seat is not a necessity. It's not food. It's not clothing. It's not shelter. But it is my little kitty's heart desire to lay in that little window seat. And I was going to do anything I could to fix it. Now, I called Tony to stress myself, because Mango was really, really upset and looking to me to fix the situation. And Tony gave me the suggestion of a quick fix until we can actually get the seat properly fixed, to put two of the buckets of cat litter under the seat and prop it up so he can still sit in the seat. And so the other day he completely blocked the back screen door, and I could not go out the back screen door because he was sitting there on his little seat on top of the cat litter. It's pretty funny. But, you know, we have animals that we love, and we'll do anything to take care of them. And just think about that, and then how much God really loves us, and really do anything. So when you have something that comes up, like a flat tire or anything like that, just magnify God and know that God sees that. You know, I was thinking, what store can I contact that has got kitty suction cup seats, immediate delivery? This is the urgent situation. You know, some places deliver groceries. Can someone deliver me a little kitty seat? But thankfully, I thought about it for a second, because they could be quite expensive, and called Tony, and we came up with a solution. And the suction cups I ordered from Amazon have arrived, so we will be fixing his little kitty seat. But anyway, I just wanted to share that with you all, because it was also kind of funny. And I did pull up Nepal to see. I like to kind of see where you all are going to fly into. and just, you know, get an idea. And I saw that right next to Kathmandu, there is actually an amusement park. I know you won't be going there to the amusement park, but just in case you're curious, it's called Whoopee Land. So you all will be right next to Whoopee Land should you have some extra time and decide to go to an amusement park. So anyway, I love you all and I'm silly, but God bless you all greatly. And yeah, Lawrence, if you all decide to do that, you're going to do that fellowship really early, let me know. It's 7 o'clock my time. I'll totally get up and fellowship with you on early morning. But that's everything I have for you. I love you all very much.
Well, that's wonderful. Whoopee lands. Here we come. That's brilliant, Bambi. So, right. Anyone remember what the theme for next year is?
Live for God.
Live unto God. Live unto God.
Live unto
God. Yeah, so that's what we're going to... Live unto God is the theme, Bambi. And like I said, you don't have to take that on if you don't want to, but that's what God's put in my heart for... For me, anyway, at least, to live unto God. And if anyone wants to take that on, they can. There's no law here. So anyway, God is good. Really great testimony. It's great how God works. I was blessed with that testimony with Mango. And God, like, you know, he takes care of everything, every need. And even for our animals, you know, he takes care of everything. We did have a little bit of a sad news. One of the puppies of... Willow and Rocky's, Leanne's friend had the other bitch. So there was two bitches that were born to him. And Bonnie is what Leanne has. And Luna was the other dog that her friend had. And that unfortunately picked up a, you know, like a virus or something. And it died. They had to have it put to sleep. So they were broken. I felt so sorry. Like, I was so upset myself and felt so sorry for the young family. But I said to Kim, if they do decide to get another dog, we're, you know, even though it's nothing to do with us, that the dog puppy died, we will contribute with them to get another dog, you know, we'll help them. And because the little boy, he was about 10, I think he was heartbroken, and the little girl was a little bit too young to know, but she knows it's not there. And also it was Rocky and Willow's puppy, you know, so it's like we feel an attachment to it. So I said, we definitely will help. And I told Leanne as well, because it's Leanne's friend. And so she'll let us know if they get another dog or not. Obviously, it's early days now. But yeah, keep that little family in your prayer. It's really sad because they had a boxer dog before, which they had for a year and a half, and it died. This one was only 6 months. It literally turned six. It would have been 6 months old the day after. That's how old the puppies are now. So... Yeah, so that was a sad thing there. I didn't know nothing about it until it was all done and dusted. But anyway, it is what it is. But other than that, all is well. The fellowship here will be at 12 o'clock Sunday. That's, you know, so if anyone does want to join it, like Bambi just asked me, let me know. Then I'll set up a little link so you can join in and see what we're doing. And join in, like, you know. So, yeah, that's it. I'm excited, very excited now for Mary coming and to see her face-to-face here in my home. And also Fred will be joining as well. Fred's been here many times. And so he won't be surprised about anything. Apart from that, the house is different downstairs. So, anyway, I pray you guys have a super-duper beautiful flight. And... it's been a great Zoom fellowship tonight. Yeah, I just encourage everyone, just stay focused, just keep moving forward, and you know, keep each other in our prayers. And if you can, you know, next week's Zoom fellowship, get on there, support Carl Morton on it as well, and just be blessed to be a blessing. And you can still get hold of me when I travel if you want to do one-on-one, or I think just text me first, and I'll let you know when I can be free. And so, yeah, so please don't not contact if you want to contact, thinking that I'm too busy, because I won't be. Just timing, that's all it is, and I'll let you know when I'm next free. So, all is good, my darlings, my babies. God bless your beautiful hearts. The dogs have crashed out on this settee now, and I think it's time for some, you know, a couple of someone pray and some manifestations. But we'll have manifestations, and I'll get someone to close out with a word of prayer. So I would like Bambi to bring forth a word of prophecy, please.
This day I am with you, and I am with you. So be very brave, be very courageous. I am with you, and I am with you, and I make you strong. Continue to walk. I am so pleased with you, my children.
Amen to that. Frank, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy?
Truly, my children, I have given you everything that you need to go forward and to be more than conqueror in every situation that you face. Because I am your God, I am in you, I am before you, in advance in your situation, for you to be the light of the world, the salt of the world, and to show an example for others to come to me. I love you, you are dear.
Amen. And Ethel, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy? Ethel!
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, you can hear me.
Yeah.
Okay, prophesy. My dear children, you are my beloved, and I'm your beloved father. So look to me with power and authority that I have given you in this life. So walk forth boldly and confidently. Do not go to the left or right, because there's nothing there. So come to me with all power, all authority, and I assure you, as you trust me and believe me, there it's an assurance that is of no failure for you, for I'm a God who's able, I'm a God who's willing, and I'm a God who is faithful.
Amen. And Mary Wade, a word of prophecy, darling, please. Thank you.
Know that I'm with you, my people, so be at peace in your hearts, and know that I will never let you fall. I will never let you even falter. But I am with you to cause you to be triumphant in every situation that you encounter in that world. That is a dark and perverse world, and I know that. But I have also equipped you with greatness, with everything you need to be victorious and to reign as kings and queens in this life. And know that I have given you everything that you need. Be assured of that, and never fear anything, and know that I am always with you until the end.
Amen to that. And Miss Branda, would you like to close us out with a word of prayer, please? And thanks.
Sure. Dear Heavenly Father, we just praise you and thank you so much for this time of fellowship. Lord, we praise you and thank you so much for your grace and mercy, your loving kindness, that you watch over each and every one of us, our friends, our families, all of our loved ones. Lord, we pray that you put a hedge around us to protect us and keep us safe. And we ask that you also watch over the nation of Israel. Lord, we know that they are the apple of your eye, and we pray for them, and we continue to lift you up and praise you for everything that you do and everything that you're going to do in our lives. Amen.
Amen. And it just comes to my heart. Shelley, is there anything you want to pray for, sweetheart? Anything specifically?
Of course. Thank you. What a pleasure and an honor. I really appreciate it. Well, Heavenly Gracious Father, oh, just come to you and all honor and praise. Praise you, God, and thank you for the amazing gift you've given us of your Son and the tremendous opportunity it is for us to be able to walk out in that authority. And right now I want to lift up to you all of us, our nations, our country. Just thank you for your hand of protection about everybody, and that we have this gracious opportunity in America, here in the States, to have a day to really give thanks, but that it is so important to live thanks. And so I just praise you for this, God, and I thank you for everything you've done, everything you're doing, and just the renewing of our lives. Thank you for renewing it up, keeping us focused on you and moving forward. So, God, this is a great time. I love you dearly. I love everybody here, and travel safe, my friends. I love you in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, and they all said amen. So, Sakina has been looking after her grandchildren, and she was picking them up and everything, so she got busy. But I did hear from her briefly yesterday and then this evening as well. So she sends her love. But other than that, everything's good. All is well. All is well. And I enjoyed the fellowship. And I just think we just keep focused with God. Don't